online at am760.net. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Is the doctor always right? Some patients diagnosed as clinically depressed may not be.
Gator Nation rules college hoops.
Beautiful. It's beautiful.
The day after a landmark ruling on greenhouse gases.
A cold bucket of water in the face.
Good morning. I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Is it depression or just a temporary case of the blues? It may be doctors will have to rethink their diagnosis. With a story, we're live with CBS News correspondent Peter King.
Depression hits an estimated 1 in 6 Americans, but a new study published in the Archives of General Psychiatry says 25% of those patients may be just reacting normally to life-changing events like losing a job or divorce and could work through it. The study is making waves. Dr. Herbert Schulberg teaches clinical psychology at Weill Cornell Medical College.
The issue is whether one is able to keep functioning in the face of that. If one is not, then one is into a clinical depression and treatment is indicated.
Many patients are diagnosed with as little as 2 weeks of symptoms, but the study says longer periods of depression-like feelings are common and normal. Nick?
The debate over Iraq war funding has reached a new level as Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid for the first time says he will try to cut off spending if President Bush refuses to set a withdrawal timetable. That brought a bristling retort from Vice President Dick Cheney.
It's time the self-appointed strategist on Capitol Hill understood a very simple concept. You cannot win a war if you tell the enemy when you're going to quit.
Well, as one more sign of how stressed military manpower is, more troops are heading back to Iraq sooner than they should. Live to CBS's Dave Barrett.
700 soldiers from Fort Hood, Texas have been home for 7 months, but members of the 4th Infantry will be going back to Iraq without a year away from combat situations. Same deal for other soldiers at Fort Drum, New York. Pentagon says forces are stretched thin. They must redeploy early. Nancy Lessons with Military Families speak out.
We're not looking for our loved ones to be better rested, better trained, better equipped to go and kill or be killed in a war based on lies. We're looking for this war to end.
Those forces will again wind up in Iraq to complete the president's troop surge. Nick?
Could it be part of the diplomatic maneuvering over the fate of 15 British sailors and Marines? Sources in Iran say an Iranian diplomat abducted 2 months ago in Iraq has been freed. With the latest on the standoff with Tehran, we go live to London and CBS's Vicki Barker.
Yes, some interesting developments, Nick. Iran always insisted the U.S. was behind that abduction. And Britain's Independent newspaper reports Iran's seizure of those 15 seamen was actually retaliation for what it claims was a botched U.S. attempt to capture two top Iranian security officials in Iraq. And now an Iraqi official says his government is intensively seeking the release of another 5 Iranians detained by the U.S. military in January. And this just in an unconfirmed report from Al Arabiya News says a British military delegation is visiting Tehran. A little while ago, British Prime Minister Tony Blair said the next 2 days could be critical in this crisis. It's not clear if this is what he meant.
In the wake of the sweeping pet food recall, Uncle Sam is stopping imports of wheat gluten from a Chinese company suspected of being the source of the deadly contamination. And there's an additional pet food recall. The manufacturer 8-in-1 is recalling its Dingo brand cat, dog, and ferret treats because of salmonella contamination fears. How sweet it is.
Oh, I feel great, baby. Number one.
Delirious Florida Gators fans after their team won the NCAA men's basketball crown, beating Ohio State 84-75. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman covered.
It was an historic night.
The Florida Gators have won back-to-back championships.
Florida became only the 7th team to win 2 straight basketball titles, head coach Billy Donovan.
He's one of the greatest teams of all time.
The championship game was close at the start, but with 12 minutes to go in the first half, Florida moved in front, then built up an 11-point halftime lead and led the rest of the way. Florida's Al Horford was the game's top scorer with 18 points.
Yeah, it feels really good to be... You know, to be in an elite group like that, I mean, that's all I can say is something pretty special.
As for the joyous Florida fans, just in case anyone forgot, they were there to remind everyone just how dominant their teams have been.
Basketball, football, basketball, swimming will be next.
Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Georgia Dome in Atlanta.
The jubilation was marred in Gainesville when a speeding truck struck and seriously injured a police lieutenant as officers were trying to clear the streets.
They hit the officer and kept going. They only stopped when they were our traffic unit caught up with them about 3 blocks away.
That's police spokesman Keith Kamig. It's 4 past the hour.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Governor Ritter has declared Holly a state disaster area, but that doesn't mean federal aid is on the way. Derek Jensen with the FEMA office in Denver says the state also has to request federal relief for the tornado-devastated area, and he says that's totally up to the gov.
It's hard to say. I mean, every disaster is different, and, of course, it's up to the discretion of the governor.
Preliminary estimates by FEMA say more than 164 homes were damaged by that twister, including 48 destroyed or severely damaged. One person died and 8 others were injured. Well, it was opening day at Coors Field yesterday, a cause for great celebration.
Aaron Cook ready. Here's the first pitch of 2007. It's on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1 to Stephen Drew.
Well, the weather was beautiful, the stadium was packed, and the Rockies lost 8-6. Federal judges ruled the depositions of the parents of Columbine killers Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold will remain sealed. Judge says nobody, including violence prevention experts, will be able to look at them until they're unsealed. In 20 years, the depositions were taken in 2003. Along with other Columbine-related materials, they'll be kept permanently in the National Archives, where they're considered to be of historic value. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Good morning. Thanks, John. Well, we're starting off the commute in pretty good shape. We do have one off-highway crash involving a pedestrian has southbound Federal blocked at 14th, so I would stay away from that intersection. We also have 14th shut down, of course, between Spear and Delaware, that work they're doing around the clock. CDOT still has the eastbound bore closed to the Hanging Lakes Tunnel in Glenwood Canyon. You can expect that work to continue through today with that traffic split on the westbound side. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, morning sunshine, followed by afternoon clouds.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-922-1503. That's 1-800-922-1503. 1-800-922-1503.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-6151. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199,
$1,000 a month. Would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-844-1134. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find foreclosed homes and properties in your area for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call 1-800-844-1134. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-844-1134. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-844-1134. 1-800-844-1134.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-722-9020. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-722-9020. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-722-9020. 1-800-722-9020.
Change that I had with a couple of callers about this idea that those folks on the right do not own the American flag. And those folks on the right do not own patriotism. As a matter of fact, you could make a case that they're not very patriotic at all. Although I wouldn't. I mean, I think in a debate about foreign policy, I think in a debate about anything, you challenge somebody's patriotism, I think it's wrong. I think the bottom line assumption has to be that those people out there, the 27-35% who support everything that the administration does, you got to assume that their motives are good, unless they prove otherwise. And I believe that we need a forceful response. Dick Cheney got up yesterday and took a shot at Democrats. And listen to what Howard Dean had to say. Democratic National Committee Chairman Howard Dean issued the following response to Vice President Cheney's political smears against Democrats during a speech today in Alabama. The Vice President's spin today is more of the same scare tactics and bullish rhetoric that have become a hallmark of the Bush White House when faced with a truth they don't happen to like. The American people overwhelmingly support the Democratic plan for change in Iraq, yet the President has stubbornly threatened to veto legislation that contains his own benchmarks for success in Iraq, ensures our troops have the training they need, and the support of our veterans. Democrats will not be lectured to, nor have our patriotism questioned by an administration that sent our troops off to war without proper life-saving equipment, a clear plan for success, or the quality care they deserve when they return home. While the President is becoming increasingly isolated, Democrats continue to stand with our brave men and women in uniform and the American people. Good for Howard Dean. So to update yesterday's discussion, I'm in the process of checking on having the flag bumper stickers made. And what they would say is they would have a picture of the American flag, And then either on top or underneath, it would say, it's our flag too. And then what I plan to do is I plan to go to the state Republican headquarters and stand out front and pass them out. So I'll tell you how that goes. I'll keep you updated on it. But I am making progress on it. And I am going to do it one way or the other. And right now, it's just a discussion about who's going to foot the bill for it, the radio station or myself. Well, actually, to be more accurate, Mary and myself. So I am going to do it because I firmly believe that we need to talk to independent voters. We need to talk to moderate Republicans. We need to talk to people who may be uncommitted, and we need to tell them. We need to tell them that we're not the cartoon characters that the Limbaughs, the Hannitys, that all the rest of those folks make us out to be. And that we are patriots, and that we do believe in love, believe in our country and love our country. We just think that there's a better way of doing things. And that the formulas that have been used now over the last 6 years, and really the formulas that have been used ever since the 80s with Ronald Reagan, they don't work. And they're wrong. And as I said yesterday, the right wing has managed to grab control of that flag and co-opt it and use it as their symbol. And it's time that we took it back and that we pounded our message home. So I'm hell-bent on doing this, one way or the other. John and Brush, I don't know if you're up this morning. I don't know if you're going to hear me. I love you, but it's like we don't agree on this. All right, so we'll see what happens with that. How about this idea? How about Tony Blair and the British Defense Ministry, or the Ministry of Defense, actually, is what they call it. How about if they lied about the positions of their boats off Iranian water? We're going to talk to a guy at 8 o'clock who says just that. His name's Craig Murray. He's the former British ambassador to Uzbekistan. And he says that those waters were not, that the boundary lines there were never worked out, and that Blair and the British government is not telling the truth about where those boats were, where those hard rubber rafts were, and also is not telling the truth, and the map that the British are displaying, hence the Americans are using it and the American media is using it, that map is absolutely false. And we'll talk to him live from London coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. And then, of course, at 9, it's our weekly media glance with senior fellow at Media Matters for America, Paul Waldman. And he's also the author of Being Right Is Not Enough, What Progressives Must Learn from Conservative Success. And I got a ton, I mean a ton, of stuff to go over with him this morning. All right, stick around. Here's the number, 303-713-7600. And it's good to have you along this morning. Well, I don't know how to describe this next story. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll do this. I'll give it to you when we get back, and then I want to see what you feel about it. And as always, there's no right or wrong. There's only your opinion versus mine, and your opinion is just as valid. So I look forward to talking to you at 303-713-7600.
Right now is the best time to buy a brand new complete home at Amber Homes. Prices have been reduced on ready-to-move-in condos, townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great neighborhoods like Inglewood, Aurora, Commerce City, and Castle Rock. Whether you're looking for a new home or an investment opportunity, now is the time to act. For more detailed information about the communities, video tours, and a list of all the available homes, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Hello?
Where are you?
Looking at grills.
I thought we agreed on a washer.
Man, you ought to see this grill.
Will it wash jeans?
Maybe.
Get down here.
Now get both. Get special deferred financing store-wide when you use your Home Depot consumer credit card. And if you don't have an account with us, open one and get 10% off your first purchase. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through April 8th, U.S. only. Max discount $200 based on available credit. Subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out The Good Shepherd, Charlotte's Web, Bobby, and Death of President. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 50,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
To check it out, go to 1505pearl.com to learn how you can have the best of Boulder.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Doc's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at basildocspizza.com.
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Call now to try this demo absolutely free.
To try your free demo, call 1-800-600-6144. 1-800-600-6144. 1-800-600-6144.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is.
Call 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out The Good Shepherd, Charlotte's Web, Bobby, and Death of President. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 50,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Digging into today's top stories with a progressive shuttle. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The Commie, listening live online, or we wouldn't be dead, at am760.net. That's right. We should start the show out every morning with this. Attention to the right wing. Yes, it's our country, too. We own it as much as you do, baby. How many people do you think out there are saying, man, that's too grinding this time of the morning? Maybe we should just sign off with it every day. Maybe that'd be a better idea. All right, 303-713-7600. This story has been floating around for quite a while, and now it's taken a new twist. We originally tried to get these guys on, but neither they nor their lawyer would really give us any time. They wouldn't talk to us. This happens a lot when you've got legal cases going on. Well, somebody's calling. Now, what are they calling about? Are they calling to complain that we had played that? Because we could go get a standard version of the Star Spangled Banner, but what fun would that be? Wouldn't be any fun at all. But maybe that's too loud at 6:23 in the morning. All right, anyway. So we try to get these guys on. They wouldn't come on. Their lawyer wouldn't come on because they've got a legal case going on. And on one hand, you want to say to them, come on, really, you should get on and talk about this. But on the other hand, I can kind of understand where they're coming from. I can kind of get where they're at with not wanting to get on and say anything that might jeopardize their case. And this case is highly controversial. And what are we taking calls for if I'm getting into something else? What is this about? What do these people want to talk about? All Oh, he thinks the Republican Party's been stolen? The caller? Well, all right, I'll put him on. I mean, if people are up this early in the morning and they want to talk, I mean, I'm not going to say, like, well, you can't talk. All right, let's go to Tony. Tony, hi, you're on AM 760. What's up?
Morning, Jay. I've talked to you once before last week about impeaching this group of people. I just want to pipe in again this morning, and one of the things I've noticed as I listen to your show is we keep going to this definitive division between the left, the progressives, and the right being the conservatives. And I think at this point we've basically got it all wrong. This administration in no way reflects true Republican values. And if you look in your dictionary, you'll find that they're much closer to fascism than they are Republican values, Democratic values, or any kind of socially progressive values. And as we discuss the ups and downs and rights and wrongs and goods and bads of everything, I find myself continually being offended by being grouped in the same group as this bunch. And I think that's, you know, they've been practicing this same old deception by distraction since the beginning. And additionally, I think as we talk about patriotism or lack of patriotism, the fact is this country was founded on dissent. It wasn't founded by a group of people that were all in the same warm and fuzzy bed, all happy with the world and government. It was formed by people that were against these types of attitudes, this unitarian, single totalitarian type of mindset. And I'd just like to see this group start to be redefined as the fascists that they truly are.
Well, I understand what you're saying. And I think that it's very, very, very hard to try to make sure that people understand, like yourself, that I'm not, and I don't think anybody else, is lumping you in with them. I think the problem is that they control the GOP. And last night on Hardball, Tony, this is a classic example of what I see every single day. And, you know, I'm really tired of it. They had Ed Rogers on, who is this, well, he's just a nasty guy. And he's a Republican operative. And then they had this woman on, Chris Matthews had this woman on, who represented the Democrats. So they're talking about the campaign funding issue and about who's raised what money. And she's sitting there and she's listening to him, and she says a few things about Mitt Romney, and she says a few things about John McCain. And they're not attack-type things. They're just observations that Romney has come a lot farther than a lot of people thought he would and blah, blah, blah. Then they start talking about the Democrats. And the first thing Ed Rogers does is he turns and he attacks Barack Obama for not having any experience, and he starts trashing him. She doesn't respond. You know, if it had been me on that show, I would have turned to him and said, oh, wait a minute, Ed, excuse me. Excuse me, Ed. Could you tell me what experience George W. Bush had before he became the president of the United States? Let's see. He was the governor of the state of Texas, which has a weak governor system and a strong legislature. He couldn't name where countries were on a map. He had no experience in foreign policy whatsoever. And during the debates, he didn't tell the truth. But instead, she let that whole thing go right by. And we have a habit of doing this. And the days of doing this have to come to an end. That's all I know how to. That's the only way I know how to express my frustration to you.
Well, I'd just like to add, you know, the frustration is not exclusive to the progressive side. And one of the frustrations I have with the left is that they've taken the vote of 2006. As a mandate from the American public to get out of Iraq.
It is. It is a mandate. That's what people want. If you go look at the public opinion polls, and you go look at all of the research that has been done, and these are all from bipartisan organizations that specialize in measuring public opinion, This is what the, by and large, the majority of the American people want this.
Well, I think I agree that that's a substantial component of it, because that's the biggest problem that we're facing head up day to day. But I think when you realize how many independents and how many middle-of-the-road Republicans back the Democratic Party who traditionally wouldn't, I feel that a lot of that was based on just the simple fact that they do not represent Republican values, middle-of-the-road Republican values. And it was as much a mandate to get out of Iraq as it was to reestablish our government, take our government back from these criminals.
Well, I think that's what the Democrats are doing. I think that's why you've got the investigations of the Attorney General, of the federal prosecutor firings, in which the Republicans try to make this case. And I saw Orrin Hatch do it on Meet the Press, and sat there and Boren Orrin lied through his teeth about this, about, well, there's absolutely no shred of criminal wrongdoing. Well, sure, that's right. But you know what? When a guy robs a bank, okay, there's no shred of criminal wrongdoing until it's investigated. Hello, Orrin. I mean, this is what we're doing. We're looking into that. We're looking into numerous other things that are going on. I mean, that's what we're doing. We're working, but it doesn't happen overnight, and you have to go through the process, and you have to understand what the process is and how it works.
Well, I agree, and I find it somewhat disingenuous, because this has been occurring since day one.
But we haven't had control since day one. We've been out of control. We have had no checks and balances, and we have not had in any way of doing this for the last 6 years, and the American public is sick and tired of it. And that's why you had the results that you had in the last election. And it's going to be even worse for the Republican Party in 08.
Oh, I agree completely. I appreciate you letting me spout off this morning. I got a crew I got to get going here. So thanks again, Jay. I enjoy your show, even though you sometimes make me crazy. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I make myself crazy. And you know something? You're welcome here anytime, Tony.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye.
We're all Americans, and I'm not necessarily right on everything, so everybody's welcome. And I'll give Tony a time to talk anytime he wants. And yeah, I do get passionate, but that's because I believe in what I'm saying. Okay, I want to get back to this lawsuit situation. We'll talk about it after we get a look at what's going on with Gina, and it's not going to be that bad of a day today. Mostly sunny, high of 58. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, Jay, it looks good so far. We have a lot of companies southbound 25 filling in from 104th to 84th, and again, 38 to Spear if you're making your way into downtown. Same for eastbound 270 across Commerce City. Otherwise, we've got a pretty smooth drive elsewhere around the metro. No wrecks or major issues for our highways. High country traffic is light as well, with I-70 being clear and dry. Weather today, morning sunshine, afternoon clouds, high of 57, currently partly cloudy and 36. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive. Of talk.
Have you tried the new bacon beefy smoked cheesy sandwich at Schlotzky's? There's nothing like it. Or the other two incredible sandwiches.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Every day I'm on the air, I tell you how great the bargains are at Rockies and what a huge selection they have and how much you can save. They've got the largest selection of clean late model used vehicles, over 600 on the lot. How about I give you some examples? Now, these vehicles are advertised and will be available for sale as of the open of business And that was 9 a.m. yesterday. Right? 9 a.m. yesterday, April the 2nd, 2007. These vehicles are advertised, and they are subject to prior sale. They will be sold on a first-come, first-serve basis. So if you're interested in any of these, I suggest you get out to Rockies and check them out. Here's a 1993 Chevy Prism, stock number 68088, sale price $995. Safety inspected, Colorado admissions, winterized, fresh oil and filter, and the color of it's green. Here's one, stock number 68310, vehicle make and year, 1997 Oldsmobile Aurora, sale price $39.95. Same thing, safety inspected, Colorado admissions, winterized, fresh oil and filter, and the color on that's silver. Here's a 2000 Chevy Malibu, stock number 68233, sale price $39.95. Same thing, safety inspected, Colorado admissions, winterized, fresh oil and filter. And I got another one. There's a bunch of them here. Stock number 67862, vehicle is a Saturn SC, $39.95, and it includes safety inspected, Colorado admissions, winterized, fresh oil and filter, and it's sitting there waiting for you. So first come, first serve basis. Matching down incentive is still going on out at Rockies. Get out there and see them or check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. If you're interested in these cars or any of the other bargains they have out there, see the Al Shear brothers, see Freddie Lombardo, see Gerard Menard, Spanky Herrera, or any of the gang out of Rockies. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Jay Marvin, voted best talk show host by Westword Magazine on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yeah, I gotta send Westword a thank you for that. 6:37, 37 minutes after the hour, mostly sunny today, high of 58. All right, let me get back to where I was before I start talking to Tony. We try to get the lawyer. We try to get these guys on. They wouldn't come on. And part of it is because they're in litigation. And I understand that. But you probably remember this story about the six Muslim men who were removed from a plane last fall after being accused of suspicious behavior. Well, they're suing the airline. That was the first lawsuit. And we tried to get them on. And now they're threatening to sue the passengers who complained. A move some fear could discourage travelers from speaking up when they see something unusual. The civil rights lawsuit, filed earlier this month, has so alarmed some lawyers that they are offering to defend the unnamed John Doe passengers free of charge. They say it's vital that the flying public be able to report suspicious behavior without fear of being dragged into court. When you drive up the road towards the airport, there's a big road sign that says, "Report suspicious behavior," said Jerry Nolting, who's a Minneapolis lawyer, but there's no disclaimer that adds, "But be aware, if you do, that you might get sued." The six imams were taken off a Phoenix-bound U.S. Airways flight on November the 20th while returning home from a conference of Islamic clerics in Minneapolis. Other passengers had gotten nervous when the men were seen praying and chanting in Arabic as they waited to board. Some passengers also said that the men spoke of Saddam Hussein and cursed the United States, that they requested seatbelt extenders with heavy buckles and stowed them under their seats, that they were moving about and conferring with each other during the boarding, and that they sat separately in seats scattered throughout the cabin. The plane was cleared for security sweep. Nothing was found, and the jet took off without the imams. The Muslim clerks say they were humiliated and are seeking unspecified damages from the airline. This is according to the Minneapolis airport. And now they're talking about suing what they call the John Does, which are the passengers that complained. Now, Omar Mohammadi, who is a guy that we try to get on, he's a New York City attorney for the imams, said the internet is that the intent, rather, is not to go after passengers who raise valid concerns about security, but he suggested some passengers may have acted in bad faith and out of prejudice. As an attorney, I've seen a lot of abuse by the general public when it comes to members of the community creating stories that do not exist. And he denies that the imams were talking about Sodom and said that their seats were assigned and that they requested extenders because their seat belts didn't fit. Well, somebody who used to get on planes and request those, I now no longer need one. Yeah, I've gone through that too. But this raises a bunch of questions here. Okay, first of all, you know, when this story broke, talk show host here in town, unnamed, he was on the air saying, well, if I saw Muslim men praying, I'd throw them off the plane too. Which, hold on a second. I've seen people who are not Muslim pray on planes. There are a lot of people who are scared to fly. Now, in the case of these guys, these imams, they said, this was their point. Their point was that the plane was close to boarding around noon and that it was their time to face Mecca and pray, which is what they do in Islam. I mean, if you're a devoted Muslim, that's what you do. And people got nervous, apparently. And they were thrown off the plane. Now, I don't know if I agree with the idea of suing the passengers who complained. I think that it's up to the... I think anybody ought to have a right to complain to an airlines or any other transportation company or basically any other anything. And then it's up to the company to decide and to make the decision whether the complaint is valid or not. And if it's not valid, you just dismiss it and forget it. So that would be point number one. Then the other point would be, how many people here want to admit that when you fly, and a lot of us will be flying this summer, when you fly, if you see somebody who looks Arabic or might be a Sikh, might have a turban on, whatever the case, you get nervous. Does anybody want to admit to that? I personally don't. Because I figure that if somebody's going to hijack a plane, I figure if somebody's going to cause a problem, they're not going to advertise it. And what I mean by that is they're not going to show you any outward signs that they're any different than anybody else and that they're going to try the best they possibly can to hide their strange behavior. So they're going to act normal. And praying in Arabic or whatever, to me, is not abnormal. I don't see that as being abnormal behavior. I mean, it'd be the same thing. You're in a restaurant and people order food and then they pray before they eat. How many people do that? Well, you don't see a lot of people doing it, but you do see people doing it. Do you sit there and stare at them? Do you get nervous? No, you don't get nervous. Now, granted, the people who we currently have a lot of trouble with in the world are extremists of the Islamic religion. But this gets back to the same thing as the Aurora Town Mall discussion. So how deep do you get into stereotyping and believing myths about people and then applying it to everybody, which you can't do because it always, always backfires. It always backfires. And we live in a country, we're supposed to live in a country, aren't we, where you don't do stuff like that. I mean, you don't selectively enforce laws, and if I got thrown off a plane, and I'm sure if you got thrown off a plane, and in your heart and soul, you didn't think you did anything wrong, wouldn't you be mad? Wouldn't you want to sue? I don't want to sue. But suing the passengers, I don't think I'd want to do that. Because it's up to the company to decide. Okay, where do you come down on this? No right or wrong, only your opinion. What do you think? You want to admit to me that, well, if you got on a plane and you saw men praying in Arabic, it would make you nervous? Do you agree with the idea of these guys suing the airline? Do you agree with the idea of them suing the passengers? And how do you feel about all of this? 303-713-7600. And maybe you're Muslim. Maybe we have a few folks out there who listen who are Muslim, and you've flown, or you've had other experiences where security situations were needed, and maybe you've had bad experiences, and I'd love to hear about that too. But I really want to see if you agree that these guys are right in A, suing the airlines, B, suing the passengers, and if you saw Muslim men praying and they were doing it in Arabic, would you alert the airlines? Would you go to the stewardess or the flight attendant? I guess they call them now, right? They don't call them stewards because they got male flight attendants too. So you go to the flight attendant and go, excuse me, sir, ma'am, you know, these guys over here, man, they're scaring me. They look suspicious. 303-713-7600. Love to hear what you have to say. 6:46 minutes after the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Gino with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Traffic just getting busy across the city, but I-25 still looks great just about wherever you are, except for those southbound lanes through Thornton and North Glen, which are really starting to stack up approaching Highway 36. Absolutely no delays at the DTC. We're all good right now on eastbound 6 out of Lakewood, and C-470 is up to speed across the south side and through the foothills. Weather today, looking for some morning sunshine, but clouds coming in by afternoon, high of 57. Tonight will be cloudy and chilly with a low of 29, and currently, under partly cloudy skies, it's 36 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Eat like Elvis at Flavors Buffet at Fortune Valley Hotel and Casino in Central City. For a limited time, Ultimate Card members enjoy a $3.99 all-you-can-eat lunch buffet. Take I-70 to exit 243, Hidden Valley to Fortune Valley.
AM760 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite hosts, Progressive News, Traffic, Weather, Ski Report, and listen to AM760 live. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. It's AM760 Progressive Talk on am760.net.
How many years will it take to pay off your mortgage? What if I said you could eliminate your mortgage in as little as 5 years with just the money you already make?
In 6 years, we were able to pay off our mortgage and all of our debts.
I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. That's right, free. 1-800-500-6122. That's 1-800-500-6122. 1-800-500-6122.
A high-speed smuggling boat races through the dark, nearly impossible to detect, even harder to intercept, until a U.S. Coast Guard Stingray helicopter cripples the engines with precision rifle shots, and a Coast Guard boarding team swarms aboard. Three smugglers in jail, a ton of cocaine off our streets. This is how we serve. When things are at their worst, we're at our best. U.S. Coast Guard, the shield of freedom.
For more information about joining the Coast Guard Reserve, visit GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Coast Guard in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and the station.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
He was a first lieutenant with the 15th Field Artillery Regiment in World War I. He was an iron worker who helped build the Chrysler Building in New York City. He was a father to three daughters and two sons. He is waiting to be found.
Meet your ancestors. Learn their stories. Search millions of records and family trees at Ancestry.com and start your journey of discovery today. If you manage your business's payroll and employee benefits, you know what a challenge time cards, tardiness, benefits, and payroll can be. Decrease processing time and errors, and increase accuracy and productivity with NetTime, an easy-to-use, 100% web-based solution. With on-the-spot data reporting, you can track employee hours, tardiness, overtime, and manage benefits and payroll. For a free, no-obligation demonstration or to find out more, call 303-933-8742 or go to notimecard.com. That's notimecard.com.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show
on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 6:50 minutes after the hour. Mostly sunny, high today, 58. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Muslims pulled from flight may sue passengers. This is the story of the six Muslim men removed from a plane last fall after being accused of suspicious behavior. And they're going to sue the airlines. They're doing that. Now they're talking about suing the passengers. You agree with that? Yes or no? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Nanette in Castle Rock. Nanette, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hello, Nanette.
Yes, hi. Am I on the air?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize that I was getting on the highway, which I shouldn't multitask. What I wanted to say, Jay, is very simply that when people are in a public place, and let's say I find that the moms were annoying me. Well, then that's my problem, not their problem. And if I should have gone to the airlines instead, those people frighten me. Can I please be booked on the next flight out? I'd rather not fly with them. But basically, when two people or a group of people are in a public place and all have the right to be there, the person who has the problem needs to find a solution for themselves, because it's their problem, not the others.
But what happens if they think, even if they're misguided, that they think it's suspicious behavior, and then the precedent you're setting here is that if you raise concerns about what you believe to be suspicious behavior, and then you could end up getting sued for it, then people will stop keeping their eyes open, and that's not for the public betterment either.
Hey, you know what? The person could say, I think it's suspicious behavior, but may I be booked on another flight? It's the, let the company make the decision. But the people shouldn't be requesting them to be moved or
yeah,
kicked off.
But the other side of that, Nanette, would be that it's not a matter about individuals being inconvenienced. It's a matter of you want people to report what they think is suspicious behavior. Even if what they report is misguided, it's up to the company to make the decision. And in this case, in my opinion, the airline made the wrong decision. So therefore, they're the ones that should be held responsible, not the passengers who said something.
I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with that part, but what I'm saying is that when these passengers start doing that, then the company gets all unnerved and says, oh, we're going to placate, you know, X, Y, and Z, because they're still discriminating, whether they like it or not. And they don't, it's not even intentional, I don't think. I think it's just subtle in their heads that, oh, wow, maybe there is something going on. And so they inconvenience them. And they shouldn't. The whole idea is maybe if you want to do a security check, maybe if you want to, you know, check who they do a double check on their tickets or something. I know that they'll let you do that, but if a person is, you know, so let them be as suspicious and look for the and report it as much as they want. There are other ways of handling it, but if the person feels uncomfortable with those people on the flight, it's not their right to nudge edge on the airline to remove those people who they're uncomfortable with. Let them get the next flight.
All right, well, let me clarify. Do you think that the imams threatening to sue the passengers, do you agree with that or disagree with it?
I have mixed feelings about that because these people caused a problem, but at the same time, you do want them to report it. I think that reporting is fine, but if it's a problem for them, then they should volunteer to be on the next flight. If the
Okay, but you got to realize they didn't make the decision to eject these guys from the plane. The airlines, U.S. Airways made that decision. And that's why I think, like, the responsibility lies with U.S. Airways, not with the passengers who, with good intentions, you hope, alerted the airlines because they were nervous about these guys.
I agree that the airline is responsible. I'm not so sure that the people who reported it aren't somewhat responsible.
No, I don't think they bear any responsibility because it's not their job to determine criminal intent, and it's not their job to try to figure out what the basis of something is. And it's a lot different than complaining about a baby who's constantly crying during a 3-hour flight.
Yeah, they don't kick them off.
They kicked a girl off for coughing.
I heard about that, but the baby seemed to went out. But anyway, what I was going to say is that it's a variation on the theme of I'm not getting on the plane with blacks, or I'm not going to get on.
I agree 100%. I think it is misguided. But the thing is, you do want people to speak up because you never know. And it could be anybody, but you never know, and suspicious behavior is suspicious behavior. Even if that suspicious behavior is misguided, it's up to the airlines who takes responsibility and operates the thing. It's up to them to make to make the call. Now, I got to run. Thank you.
One question. What about TSA? Shouldn't they make the decision? Shouldn't they do the search and investigate?
I think yes. I think they should be involved with it. Definitely.
Yeah.
I agree. All right.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, you too. Okay. She seems somewhat disappointed in me. Oof. Deborah, Fort Collins, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Well?
Yes. this is Deborah. I kind of agree with Nanette that we make a choice whether to go on that plane or not. And I can see why the Amens are suing. But I think we all need to step back and be a little more sensitive. I think, I was in a wheelchair, got up to the check place. They want you to stand up. I was wearing a long dress, so they decided to teach another TSA person how to check me, and 20 minutes later, like I'm late for the flight and everything, everybody's looking at me. Everything keeps on going off because my body's full of titanium and nuts and bolts and this and that, and that's humiliating. I didn't sue the airline. I didn't go after TSA. I mean,
but you didn't get thrown off the plane either.
Well, it could have amounted to that. I can see why they want to sue the airlines, but I just cannot see them going after individual people. Who do they know went after them or complained? That's cloudy to me. How would they know which individuals reported them?
Find out in court.
Through
depositions.
That's my naivete there, but that's just making people more angry towards Muslims and clouding the making the whole issue worse.
Well, you want them to be vigilant, and you want them to be thoughtful, and they're going to make mistakes, but it's better to have them make mistakes than not to observe anything at all and blow everything off.
You.
But the airlines and the Transportation Administration, as Nanette points out, they got to make the final decision. And to me, those are the people that you hold responsible. Thank you, Deborah. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Thank you
Bye.
So much. I'm going to continue with this. We're going to carry it over. And I'm still looking for somebody who's got the guts to come forward and admit to me that if you saw six Arab men praying on a plane or praying before they got on a plane, you'd be nervous. Nobody out there is going to step up and admit it? Come on.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
Randy Rhodes.
Al Gonzalez, if I can call you, of course I can call you Al. You're on my payroll. Al's law firm is the law firm that represented Enron.
No!
Much like James A. Baker III's law firm represents the Saudi royal family against the families who lost loved ones in 9/11. Yeah, that's which side they're on. So I guess, you know, you're either with us or against us. I guess that's the way it goes, Al.
Randy Rhodes. Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk. AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Diplomatic wheels are spinning fast in the Persian Gulf. CBS's Vicky Barker standing by with the latest from London. Vicky, what's going on, and how could it affect the standoff over the British soldiers, sailors Iran is holding?
Frank, the Iranians say a diplomat kidnapped in Iraq 2 months ago has been freed. Tehran already always blamed the U.S. for that abduction. The Iraqis say they're working intensively to win the freedom of another five Iranians arrested by U.S. troops in northern Iraq 3 months ago. No one's confirmed a connection with the abducted Iranians, but suddenly those 15 British sailors and Marines are starting to look like pawns in a diplomatic game of three-dimensional chess. And Tony Blair may have just made a move. An unconfirmed report on Al Arabiya News says a British military delegation is visiting Tehran.
Here at home, Americans could see the impact of a Supreme Court decision on environmental regulations before long. Richard Blumenthal is the Attorney General of Connecticut, one of the states that sued the federal EPA.
There will be new regulations that stop CO2 emissions from automobiles, power plants, all kinds of greenhouse gas. And
the decision could put cleaner, more fuel-efficient cars on the road as early as next year. Well, it's not every day a company offers to give the government technology worth $45 million, but that's what IBM is doing. Live to CBS's Peter King. Peter, what kind of technology is this, and what's behind the offer?
Well, it translates English to Arabic and vice versa. The donation in honor of an IBM employee's son who was badly wounded in Iraq. Several company employees who've served there reportedly told the company's CEO the language barrier makes their work much harder. So he wrote President Bush offering to donate 10,000 copies of IBM software and 1,000 communications devices.
Well, this really is something out of the ordinary.
It sure is. It's so unusual that it has lawyers scrambling to see if it's legal, especially since IBM does about $3 billion worth of Defense Department business a year. Right now, the military says it's evaluating the offer.
Officials in the Solomon Islands are desperate for help to recover from the tsunami that killed at least 28 people and left thousands homeless, and help's on the way. CBS's Barry Peterson in Beijing tells us Australia's offering $2 million in aid. New Zealand is pitching in with cash and a plane load of supplies.
Luckily, we were able to survive, said this woman, who described waves crashing through houses and washing away neighbors while others made it to safety, including her brother. Which is why offers of outside help, like those from Australia, are being welcomed.
In this country, University of Florida fans are celebrating the Gators' second national championship in college basketball in 2 years. Coach Billy Donovan didn't spare the post-game superlatives.
They've got to go down as one of the best teams to ever play this game.
Florida beat Ohio State 84-75. In Gainesville, a post-game celebration was marred when a speeding pickup truck hit and seriously injured a policeman. S&P futures are up more than 7 points. This is CBS News.
What's with the boxes, Nerlman?
Just moving into Peterson's old office, Mr. Fernwell.
Well, I need this space for Bob from Accountemps. I want him to fill Peterson's shoes.
Good luck. That man had the biggest feet I've ever seen.
Bob from Accountemps knows cost analysis and budgeting inside out.
But he's a temporary.
We could hire him full-time.
Full-time?
And this will all be his.
Can I just pretend for a sec?
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
You put Monday behind you. Tuesday's done, oh no worries. Wednesday's perfect to unwind.
Let's go out back tonight.
Let go this Wednesday with Outback's new No Worries Wednesday mixed grill. Tender chicken, jumbo shrimp, and your choice of a juicy sirloin or New Zealand lamb chops.
Let's go out back tonight.
The new No Worries Wednesday mixed grill.
Start your weekend 2 days early.
Wednesday, the new Saturday.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A Colorado veteran of the Iraq War will share her experiences today on the Montel Williams Show. 24-year-old Kelly Frazier of Grand Junction says she's still haunted by her time in the war-shattered country, but things are getting a little bit better since her unit came back to Colorado. Still, Frazier says she's lost 4 jobs since coming home, has dropped out of college. She's also been diagnosed with depression and post-traumatic stress disorder. Frazier says the troops need the support of all Americans, whether they support President Bush in the war or not. Governor Bill Ritter declaring Holly a state disaster zone after last week's deadly tornado, but that doesn't guarantee federal help is on the way. Derek Jensen with the Denver office of FEMA says the state declaration is just the first step.
And then the next step would be to, if they decide, to go ahead and request federal assistance from the federal government.
Damage assessments indicate more than 160 homes were damaged by the twister that touched down last week. One woman was killed. 8 other people were injured. And reports filed with the Federal Veterans Affairs Department show some serious problems at state-run nursing homes for vets here in Colorado. Those include a patient who fell and died at one facility, 42 residents who came down with bed sores at another. State officials say one veteran's home has bathrooms that are inaccessible to people with handicaps. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We still have a nice ride. We did have a crash that was slowing down your ride eastbound I-70 at Brighton, but it looks like that's out of the way. We just have traffic a little bogged down there approaching the I-25 corridor. Otherwise, good conditions just about wherever you are. Normal congestion only now forming on southbound 225 through the Tech Center, eastbound lanes of the Boulder, Turnpike, Federal to Pecos, and westbound I-76 was stacking up a bit through Commerce City. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, morning sunshine, afternoon clouds, high of 57. Currently, partly cloudy and 36. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Don't risk running out of ink and slowing down your business. Hurry into Office Depot for hundreds of ink, toner, and fax supplies, all at unbeatable prices. So don't let your printer or business run dry. Come into Office Depot today. Let Office Depot lend you a hand.
He was a first lieutenant with the 15th Field Artillery Regiment in World War I. He was an iron worker who helped build the Chrysler Building in New York City. He was a father to 3 daughters and 2 sons. He is waiting to be found.
Meet your ancestors. Learn their stories. Search millions of records and family trees at Ancestry.com and start your journey of discovery today.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7. Mostly sunny today. High 58. Another great day out. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Your instant message is always welcome at am760.net. I got to read you something here quickly before we get back into this whole discussion about the imams on the plane. I got this yesterday. It says, Skip Wilson, the fireman here, my wife Sharon and I run a coffee shop in Conifer, the Aspen Perk Coffee House, and we're sponsoring a benefit concert. Oh, I didn't know it was Park, because he's got P-E-R, he's got P-E-R-K spelled here, but it's Aspen Park. Okay. Coffee House, and we are sponsoring a benefit concert for C2C, the folks that put together the 7,000 bike riders last year that raised $60,000 for the Columbine shootings, and Miss Emily Keys from the Platte Canyon High School. They're going to be original music from local artists, and this is coming up on Friday, April the 20th, between 6 and 10 p.m. Donations are at the door. What do I need to get this on AM 760 to get you to make a few announcements on your show? And I sent them an email back and said, you don't have to do anything. I'm on it, and so I am. Okay, so I want you to... I want you to remember that this is coming up on Friday, April the 20th, 6 until 10. That's in Conifer at the Aspen Park Coffee House. And if you want more information about this, 303-816-4339. That's 303-816-4339. It's really a worthwhile cause, and it's to help the C2C folks. So we'll be reminding you of this off and on as we get closer to April 21st. 6 Muslim men removed from a plane last fall after being accused of suspicious behavior are suing the airline and threatening to sue passengers who complain, a move some fear could discourage travelers from speaking up when they see something unusual. In the civil rights lawsuit, they've named the airlines. which is U.S. Airways. This happened on a U.S. Airways flight that was bound to Phoenix back in November, or was taking off from Phoenix, rather, back on November the 20th, and it was headed towards Minneapolis. These guys were returning from an Islamic conference, and now they're talking about suing the passengers. So that would be the passengers who complained. So they would name them as John Doe's, basically, and people are alarmed over this. And I think they have a right to sue the airlines. They did a security sweep. They searched around. They didn't find anything, and they still removed these guys from the plane. Ellen Howes, the spokeswoman for the Transportation Security Administration, which oversees security at all U.S. airports, would not comment specifically on the imam's lawsuit, but she said the TSA counts on passengers to help the agency do its job. And I don't think passengers should be discouraged from complaining about something that they see that they think is suspicious. But on the other hand, don't you think it's up to the TSA and the airlines to make the decision on what to do? And why were these guys thrown off? Simply because they're Islamic? Because they were praying in Arabic? Is that a reason to eject somebody from a flight? And I asked earlier, I asked last half hour, if anybody wanted to come forward and admit to me, and I'm not going to castigate you for it, but anybody want to come forward and want to admit to me that if they were on a plane and they saw or heard people praying in Arabic and they appeared to be Muslim, would you get nervous? Now, I personally wouldn't, but I'd like to know if you would, and if you would, why? And I guess a lot of people would point to 9/11. But this also gets into what is suspicious behavior, because I don't think praying on a plane or these guys' case, praying before you get on a plane, I don't think that's suspicious behavior. I see a lot of people do this, and I just don't think it's suspicious behavior. Now, maybe I'm too open-minded, not security conscious enough, but we all face this when we fly, and we especially face it if we're going to fly this summer. But this gets back to our whole image of Islam and what we think about Muslims here in America and what we're conditioned to believe. And there are talk show hosts who I've heard who said that this was proper and that if they were on a plane and saw this, they would want these guys thrown off too. And I'm not so sure that that's the way we want it. Once again, we want to operate the country. And this harks back to the Aurora Town Mall discussion that we had about African-American and Latino kids and the way they dress. Let's go to Christine in Aurora. Christine, thanks for holding. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm good. You know, I would say I'll be one to admit that I would be nervous. I think I would emotionally, it would make me nervous, but logically, in the logical part of my brain, I'd know that I was overreacting or I was, you know, I would know that there's nothing to worry about because obviously if you're a terrorist, you're not going to go out and flaunt the fact.
Yeah, doesn't it seem like if you wanted to do something illegal, and granted, criminals are stupid, okay? No, they really are.
They are.
I mean, you know, ask any cop, okay? I mean, they do the most ridiculous, and you think to yourself, oh, man, you know, how stupid can you be? You know, Oberman has dumb criminals on all the time at night. Like the guy who robs a bank and then leaves his deposit form at the teller's counter, right? So the police just go to his house and arrest him. And if my friend Tommy the Commie is listening in Chicago, he told me this story once where this guy calls a pizza delivery place. Check this out. He calls a pizza delivery place, and he orders a pizza. And he uses his phone in his apartment. And then when the pizza guy gets there, he robs him. Yeah, so what do the police do? The police just go look at the phone at the pizza place and go to his apartment and pick him up. It's like, you know, duh, hello. I mean, wouldn't you call from a telephone booth? So,
and maybe meet him outside of somebody else's house.
So if you saw somebody that was acting suspicious, regardless of who they are, what they look like, whatever the story was, if you're a good citizen, you naturally want to say something.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, people are just trying to be helpful. They may be overreacting, they may not, but, you know, we've been told September 11th to be vigilant and don't be afraid to come forward and all of that stuff. I mean, I think that the imams, I think that they, maybe they should have, you know, you modify your behavior if you're in a situation that you know people are going to look at you different for doing what you're doing. You know, like, I don't sit there, like, I get nervous flying. I'm not a huge nervous person, but I'll say a prayer before I get, you know, it takes off just because it's not going to hurt. But I don't sit there and draw attention to the fact that I'm doing it. I do it quietly.
I've sat near people. I've sat near people who have openly done things like prayed out loud.
Yeah,
clutched crosses.
Saying I haven't.
But
I'm just
it doesn't
saying
upset
that
me.
If I were Islamic and I were about to fly on a plane and it was time for me to pray, knowing that I'm in America where Islamic terrorists did fly airplanes into buildings and they have a history of doing stuff like that, I would maybe sit in a chair facing Mecca and pray quietly. I mean, I just wouldn't draw attention to myself.
Well,
but that's me.
Yeah,
you know, that doesn't mean that they don't have the right to do that. I'm just saying I personally would have looked at the situation differently, and I would have maybe modified my behavior. I would still pray. I would still do what was important, but maybe I wouldn't have.
Well, I think there's a lot of people who would feel that way. And then the bottom line is, it's not the concerned passenger's fault. It's the airline's fault. They're the ones that and the TSA, they're the ones that have to make the critical decision. So I don't believe that these guys are right in threatening to sue the passengers. To me, that just doesn't make sense. Christine, thanks. I appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
All right, 303-713-7600. Here's Keith in Denver. Keith, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, is Jay, am I on with you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just want to preface this by saying I am like a diehard liberal. And I, you know, never voted Republican or anything. But a topic you had yesterday on nationalism and then today's topic makes me wonder, you know, when do we as Americans get to feel free to be American in our own country? I mean, these people, and the ones, if we're talking about the same case, they were actually removed from a plane because they made several unusual requests prior to getting up and starting to pray. On the plane.
No, the case goes like this. They were praying before boarding the plane because it was 12 noon and they were supposed to face Mecca. The other request that they made once they got on the plane was for seatbelt extenders. Now, thank God I don't have to go through that anymore, but I used to. I used to have to ask for that, okay? And they moved around the cabin while other people were boarding. Now, you can get on the plane and you can deem that to be suspicious behavior and you can go ahead and report it to somebody. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But they swept the plane. They talked to these guys. When they swept the plane, they found nothing. And they talked to them. And it turned out that they were who they were. And I don't know if, and I don't think you know either, if they are foreign-born or they're from this country. Because there's a lot of people who are into Islam that are Americans. I mean, they're born here.
Yeah, but
hold on, I'm not done yet. And then I'll let you talk all you want. So the point I'm making is it's up to the airlines, as I said to Christine and also to Nanette, It's up to the airlines and it's up to the TSA to make the determination. And if they can't find that they've done anything wrong, why would you eject them from the plane?
Because there are 170 other Americans on there that don't feel comfortable.
Oh, okay. So if 170 other Americans come forward and say, we don't want any black people, we don't want any Latinos, we don't want any Chinese, we don't want any Italians, we don't want any Germans, we don't want any Polish, then those people should be asked to leave the plane and find another plane. Think about that, how ludicrous that idea is.
Think about this. When a 60-year-old white woman starts flying planes into buildings, then I'll start worrying about her, too.
Well, excuse me. How many people of Arab or Muslim belief or Arab descent have flown planes into buildings. There's only been one instance of this, and this was 9/11. And nobody is making the case here that you shouldn't be vigilant. I'm not making it. Nobody else, I think, is making it, other than maybe these guys, and I think they're wrong. But you can't turn around and you can't make a case to eject people off a plane, a bus, or any other form of transportation other than private, based on a case. But wait a minute, hold on. Based on a case that other people are uncomfortable, what's the next move you want to make? You want to start going through and talking to people about their speech patterns? You want to talk to them about their the way they talk, that makes you uncomfortable, or the way they look, so that makes you uncomfortable, so therefore they should be restricted or barred? We used to make that case in this country in the 20s, in the 1900s, in the 1800s, in the 30s, and we did it primarily against African Americans and Latinos. Do you think that that conduct is fine? Do you think we should get to the point where they can ride, those people who don't fit the what your description or other people's descriptions of what an American should be, that they should ride separate transportation? Please convince me of this.
People are giving up their civil liberties every day. And if you want to fly on an airplane, you know not to take 4 ounces of liquids or more. You know you have to put your items in little
plastic bags. That's not the same thing. By the way, P.S., I can tell by your voice. Are you black?
No, I'm an African-American.
Yeah, okay. You know what? Here's the deal, my friend. You and I go to DIA, and we're going to get on a plane. I don't like you because I don't like the color of your skin. So you know what the deal is? Instead of you getting where you want to go, you don't get on the plane because I think all African-Americans are suspicious because you folks carjack, you folks push drugs, and you folks commit burglaries, and you folks commit crime, and there's a disproportionate number of you folks in jail. So therefore, you can take your rear end and you can get on another plane. And if you're 2 hours late, too damn bad. How about that? You like that? Do you think that's fair?
That's not even realistic. Realistic?
Are you questioning me? It's very realistic.
You're doing the
it's
same
very
thing
realistic.
That Republicans do.
Yeah, right. Right. You know what? Get off, you closet racist. God, it's been a long time since I've gotten that upset. Call the radio station and complain. Who cares? You can't get on the plane because I don't like the way you look. You look suspicious. So I'm upset, so therefore you can't get on the plane. Well, how about this? How about I don't want her or him on the plane because they're fat.
Right now is the best time to buy a brand new complete home at Amber Homes. Prices have been reduced on ready-to-move-in condos, townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great neighborhoods like Inglewood, Aurora, Commerce City, and Castle Rock. Whether you're looking for a new home or an investment opportunity, now is the time to act. For more detailed information about the communities, video tours, and a list of all the available homes, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Since the very beginning. So you don't have to sacrifice your standards when you choose a food for your dog. Purina One Natural Blends has it all. Real natural ingredients like real white meat chicken or lamb, brown rice, plus sweet potatoes. It's a great taste that dogs love. No added fillers, artificial colors, or flavors. And they don't compromise. So make the switch to Purina One Natural Blends, and you'll love the healthy difference it can make in your pet. Here's a great opportunity for you to change your pet's health for the better. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for your free 6.5-pound bag of Purina One Natural Blends. Give it a try. You've got nothing to lose. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Call today. See the difference Purina One can make.
Boulder's newest and most stunning urban residence is 1505 Pearl by Coburn Development. Serving as a gateway between Pearl Street Mall and the trendy East End, 1505 Pearl is elegantly appointed with the upscale finishes of Sub-Zero, Wolf Appliances, and Brazilian cherry floors. A secure building with underground parking, elevator access, and large terraces, perfect for gazing at the Flatirons or the colors of Pearl Street Mall. Don't wait to check it out. Go to 1505pearl.com to learn how you can have the best of Boulder.
Come all to the greatest LASIK show on earth. Get your LASIK right here, right now, only $2.99 with no payments for 20 years. LASIK, the new way to see. 1 billion cases done, you can be next. Get X-ray vision or your money back.
Hey, when it comes to LASIK in Colorado, it's starting to sound like a real circus out there. At Spivak Vision Center, we understand how confusing all of your LASIK options might sound. But after helping keep Colorado focused for more than 25 years, we also know what you're looking for in a superior LASIK experience. A highly skilled and experienced surgeon. The most advanced technology available today. And fees you can truly afford. Call Spivak Vision Center today at 303-C-2020 for the ultimate LASIK experience. That's 303-C-2020 or online at Spivak.com. No hype, just incredible vision made incredibly affordable.
Rachel Maddow is coming to Boulder on Monday, April 9th, and we want you to meet her.
Hey, this is Rachel Maddow.
Log on to am760.net and register for your chance to have drinks and appetizers with Rachel at the Boulder Broker Inn.
I love her show.
She sounds totally different in person.
Here's your opportunity to hang out with us.
She is exactly what I thought she looked like.
It's a meet and greet with Rachel Maddow from AM760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, she's got big feet.
The hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high today 58. And we're talking about these imams who were kicked off the plane in Phoenix. And now what they want to do is they want to sue the airlines. And I think they have every right to do that. But now they want to sue the passengers. I don't agree with that. It's up to the airlines and the TSA to make the decision. Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. I think there's some things people ought to know about that case. Was one thing, they stowed away the seatbelt extensions. They didn't use them.
Well, that's not a crime. Where's the crime in that?
Okay. Well, I guess it's the way you want to look at it, Jay.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on.
So why?
Hold on. We're talking about people's civil liberties here, and you're not going to surely advocate that because somebody does something that other people would find suspicious, and then when there is a security sweep and all of those things done, and they're not charged with any crime, and sitting on your seatbelt extension is not a crime, or even tucking it in your seat, you're not going to now tell us that that is a crime and that that's worth kicking them off the plane, are you?
No, I didn't say it was worth kicking them off the plane, but if you add that together with everything else we know.
What else do we know?
We know that they were at an Islamic conference.
Well, so?
Civil liberties.
Well, that's not illegal.
How to get the government to lighten up on Arabs and Muslims.
Well, they should. That's their right. As American citizens, that's their right. Why would you object to that?
And now we know that these imams were connected with that mosque in Tucson that was connected with the 9/11 hijackers.
All right, where did you get that from?
It's all over the net, Jay.
Well, I don't care whether it's all over the net. Cite a credible source. Where'd you get it? WorldNet Daily or Newsmax.com or some other right-wing crackpot website? Where did you get it from? If you want to make a charge and you want to say something,
Jay,
then I want you to back it up.
Jay, you can find that in an AP.
No, I want you to back it up. All right, you know what?
Find that in
where?
An AP.
When did the AP story
guys,
run? When did the AP story
first?
Run? When did
I've
it run?
Got, no, Jay, I'm sitting in my truck, all right?
Well, then don't make
Jay,
a statement
gonna,
if you can't back it up. Don't make a statement if you can't back it up, pal.
Don't you think that? I'm a bit of a dick. Why don't you have you guys do a Google search?
Excuse me. Mark?
And then be honest and give it to
Google. Mark?
I'm not saying anything, Jay.
Mark!
You add
Mark.
All these things together. Don't act a little suspicious to you.
Mark!
I'm listening.
First of all, if you want to call here and express a different opinion than the opinion I have, that's fine. But if you want to make a statement that it ran on the AP, that's where you got it from, when we routinely look at the AP every single day, and we never saw it, and if you try to be evasive and then tell me...
Hey, Jay...
I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet.
I'm not trying to talk over you.
All right, thank you. Then I have to ask you where you got it from. I have to ask you when it ran. I have to ask you those questions. Otherwise, what ends up happening is I could let anybody on here, they could make any statement they want to make, and if they don't back it up and we just leave it out there, then that's a disservice too. Wouldn't you agree?
You know, I've called several times to point out some things to you, Jay, and I never seem to make it on your show.
Well, you're on.
There's a lot of things I'd like to point out, but, you know...
Well, you're on. I'm just asking you where you got it from.
I'm sure it's in an AP story.
Okay, John Turk just Googled it and can't find it.
Well, give me your email address, Jay, and I'll email it to you. How's that?
Go to am760.net. By the way, you say you're in a truck?
Yes.
And you're white, aren't you?
Sure.
Timothy McVeigh was a white man driving a truck.
Sure.
I'm suspicious of you.
I think you're
a terrorist.
And buying tons of ammonium nitrate probably isn't a crime.
Yeah, I think you're a terrorist. Okay? You provide the story.
We shouldn't look into that either, should we?
Yeah, you provide the story.
Load it all in.
Yeah, there we go. You provide the story. Because if you don't provide the story and you don't get it to me within 24 hours, as a matter of fact, if I don't get it from you by this time tomorrow from a reputable source, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to get on the air and I'm going to call you out on it. And I'm going to let everybody know that what you did was you got cornered and you fabricated it. Okay? I hope you have a great day. You can call any time, but you can't sit there and make statements about people and about things that you can't back up. And don't use the excuse that it's all over the internets. Thank you for the call. 7:32 on the White Power Hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk with Gina.
All right, Jay. Well, everyone will be glad to know traffic's pretty uneventful. We're just very busy now for eastbounders. 6th Avenue out of Lakewood at peak volume between Sheridan and I-25. Looks like the eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike is lined up at Pecos. And C-470 is pretty full now across Highlands Ranch. That'll be on your eastbound side from Broadway toward Yosemite. We do have a little police activity. You can watch out for it. Eastbound I-70 near Washington. Weather today looks like it's going to be a beautiful morning with some afternoon clouds rolling in. High of 57. Currently partly cloudy and 36. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
They're new to the neighborhood. Eddie Bauer at 29th Street in Boulder. Be there for the grand opening Friday, April 6th.
Tony LaMonica for Advantage Funding. For the lowest closing costs and best rate on a home loan, do what I did. Call Advantage Funding. Advantage Funding is the original mortgage lender on Tom Martino's exclusive referral list. They are a direct lender, so there are no added broker fees or points and no surprises at closing. Check interest rates and closing costs daily at 303homeloan.com. You can apply online day or night. I've referred friends and family, and they were amazed at the savings. Call 303 Home Loan or go to 303homeloan.com today.
Hello, America. It's time to play Take on Orbitz, the travel game where you could save $100 on your next hotel stay. Today's winner is you. That's right, you. Go to Orbitz.com right now during the Hotel Mega Sale and save $100 on 5 nights at select hotels nearly anywhere in the world. It's the Orbitz Hotel Mega Sale, where you can save big on the hotel that's right for you. Just Orbitz and go.
Save $100 off 5+ nights on select hotels. Valid for travel May 1st through December 20th. Book by April 30th, 2007. See site for terms and conditions.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with 4 legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Dynavite helps them obtain that better nutrition that is hard to find in commercial foods.
They don't shed as much, and they're all over very healthy dogs. We use it with every dog that comes in for training.
I have 3 dogs on Dynavite.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. Dynavite will be a part of Maddie's diet for the rest of her life.
Go to the website at www.dynavite.com. Dynavite, D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out The Good Shepherd, Charlotte's Web, Bobby, and Death of President. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 50,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
This season, no one rests in peace. The Shield, season premiere, tonight at 10, only on FX.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 37 minutes after the hour. You're mostly sunny, high today 58. AM 760 Progressive Talk, debate, discussion, and dissent. That's what it's all about. Jay Marvin along with you. And sometimes it can get passionate and it can get heated. By the way, Mark, if you're still listening, now we have Googled everything we can think of in any combination, and we cannot find the story. John, you worked on it. What happened?
Well, I Googled, you know, the Tucson Mosque plus 9/11 connection, and all that I was able to come up with were, you know, a few various sites, mostly blogs, Front Page Magazine, which I'm not familiar with, which you say is a right-wing organization, publication. Jihad Watch is another one that has a lot of stuff on that. And that's it. I don't see a single AP story, CNN, MSNBC, CBS, or anything like that.
And there's no AP story?
No AP story, no.
Okay, Mark. We'll be waiting for you to produce the AP story, even though we can't find it. John Turk can't find it, and that's what John does for a living. and can't find it. So I would say, Mark, that what happened was, unless you can prove us wrong, and if you do, I'll take back what I'm about to say, but I think what happened is what typically goes on in this country, and that is you read something on the Internet that is not from a credible source, that is unsubstantiated, and when I pinged down on it, you couldn't respond because the story doesn't exist, and you pulled the Associated Press out of the air. Glenn in Denver. Glenn, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. How you doing?
Okay.
Good. I've been listening to your show for almost about, oh, a year and 6 months. I had a friend that turned me on to you guys, and I like your show. But I wanted to ask you something. What you were talking about, these passengers, are they Arabic? You know, the ones who were kicked off the plane and so forth?
Yes.
Okay. It's sad things like that had to happen, you know. You know, this country in America, we're so paranoid, you know. We're so scared, which we have a right to be scared, you know. But I haven't flown in since 1990, you know. And in my day, back in the 1990s, you know, you used to get on a plane, you know, fly. But now they have different procedures. Don't they check you out so forth, you know, before you get on a plane and so forth?
Yeah.
Okay, so if these people were checked out and so forth, and they got on the plane, they start praying, that should, you know, I feel that enough security should have been, you know, if they've been checked out, enough security should have been, you know, that should have been good enough, you know. If a person stopped, you know, anymore, I've heard before you go on the plane, you can't have liquid, you can't have a fingernail clipper or stuff like this, anything, you know. Like I said, I have not flown in quite a number of years. But if those people were searched and if they got on a plane, they were, you know, this praying, we all pray in different ways, you know. I figure what harm is there, you know, if they pray, you know, as long as it doesn't bother me or something like that, I don't care. But like I said, we in America, we're very paranoid. We have a right to be, but, you know, when will all this end? Because every time we turn around, we don't know where they're going to strike it. You know, terrorists. These people can strike any way they want to. They could poison our food, poison our waters. You know, they just have to just do it in the air no more. You know, people can do different things, you know, if they want to get even with America. But the thing is, though, I'm not going to say I'm a racist and that like that. I'm a black man. I'm a black man, and I feel that we got to be, the world's changing. You know, we got different people here and so forth. I feel that they don't have a right to sue the passengers. Maybe the airline, maybe they can sue them. But the passengers, I don't think they should sue the passengers because, you know, people, like I said, they're scared. You know, if you see something suspicious, even the RTD bus right now, they say if you see something suspicious, report it. You know, but
yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
Right, but I feel sometimes some people carry some things out of extremes. You know, like you were saying, like if they see black kids dressed or Chicano kids dressed, you know, like in the mall so forth. Oh my God, you know, some people say, well, we don't dress that way. Well, every generation, I'm 53 years old. You know, we all had our days, you know, what we did and what we do. You know what I'm talking about?
Exactly.
You know, I can't sit there and say that I can speak for this generation because I can't. You know, because what they're doing is it's more different than what I was when I was a kid. You see where I'm coming from? You know, when I was in my 20s, 18s, you know, we was different, you know. People, you know, they looked at us, oh, they're weird and so forth. But now I see some kids now, they express themselves. And I said, well, hey, they just express themselves. You know, that's why I go on about my business. But it's like I said, it's kind of a sad day, you know, but I don't know what we're going
to
do.
Well, I find these calls to be infuriating, frustrating, because we have a Bill of Rights here.
Right.
And I don't think that this is what the road we want to go down in this country. They had bomb-sniffing dogs examine the men and their baggage.
Oh.
FBI agents and other federal law enforcement officers questioned the men for several hours before letting them go. And what? You see somebody and they don't look like you and they're doing something like praying before getting on a plane or praying while they're on a plane, or they're talking Arabic. And then you got a caller earlier this hour. Well, first of all, you got Mark in Denver who makes this charge and can't substantiate it, and we can't find it. Then you got this guy who calls earlier in the hour and starts saying, well, if 170 people are uncomfortable, then those people should be thrown off. Now, how can you, as an African-American, make a statement like that?
I really couldn't see that because, see, like I said, being a black man myself, I've lived here in Colorado all my life. I've been through a lot of things here. People think that Denver's so cool and, you know, things like that don't happen, but it does. A lot of racial things does happen here in Colorado. I feel it's wrong that this 177 people, okay, you said they had the FBI, they had the, you know, the dogs and all this so forth. That's enough. You know what I'm talking about? That's enough. You know, if a person had all these dogs sniffing dogs and FBI and they check you all out and so forth, you know, that's more than enough, you know. And if they want to pray, let them pray. As long as, like I said, they don't bother me, I don't bother them. That's why I feel, you know what I'm talking about?
Well, you know, the most, you know, I'll tell you something. You know the thing that is the most forgotten in this country?
What's that?
And is becoming increasingly harder to defend as every day goes by?
Mm-hmm. Go on ahead. All right. We're losing our rights every
day. Our Fourth Amendment rights.
Yes, we're losing them every day.
Or affirmation.
Yes, we're losing them.
Now we're operating on guilt by suspicion.
Well, people are so paranoid. You know, it's just...
Well, who's responsible for that? who's whipping up all this paranoia?
I sometimes think Mr. Bush and some of the other people
yeah,
in the government.
And I'll tell you something. It's, you know, and I don't mean to down him because he's not here to defend himself, but
right.
I'm going to point it out.
His administration, though.
Well, no, this guy like Mark, who puts that story out there, and if I sat here and said, if I didn't say, where did you get it from, then it's out there in the ether, and people, oh, I heard this guy on the radio. You know what we need to do? We need to demand more accountability in that area. Glenn, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
I thank you very much, too.
Yeah, have a
Bye-bye.
Good day.
You too.
Let's go to Laura in Colorado Springs. Laura, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you doing?
Just fine. How are you?
Good. I'm going to try not to make you mad, okay?
It's all right.
I was just agreeing with your previous caller. I think the flight crew wouldn't have to be so worried and anxious if, you know, the screeners were doing a better job. Because if I remember hearing correctly on the news, didn't DIA just go through, like, a trial run or something? And they were only able to catch, like, 10% of the contraband that the people try to sneak through, you know, purposely as a test.
Well, we lack in funding for technology, but one of the reasons we lack in funding for technology and don't have the technology we should have is go look at the federal budgets that have been proposed since 9/11 and until this Congress came into session, most of the recommendations by the 9/11 Commission, which, by the way, this administration never wanted, most of those recommendations were ignored.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. I mean, I think we need to beef that up. We need to have the latest equipment. We need to be vigilant. And there's nothing wrong with people going to flight attendants or anybody else and saying, look, this looks suspicious to me. But those folks who make those decisions, they need to be held accountable if they do something that's wrong. And throwing people off a plane when you don't have any evidence and you don't find anything, and you do it because they were praying in Arabic? I mean, I don't think that's fair to you.
Oh, no, because that doesn't bother me as much as screaming children bother me on planes, you know, and other annoyances and distractions. I don't know. I think people get too uncomfortable with the unknown. I just think people don't understand that most of the hijackers were from Egypt, and I don't even know if they're even
Saudi Arabia. They were from Saudi Arabia.
Well, a few of them were from Egypt, too. So, but everyone's getting grouped into this. Like, I've even heard people, I mean, I live in Colorado Springs. I mean, the hotbed of Republican craziness. And I've heard people say all these Iraqis that flew the planes into the buildings on 9/11, blah, 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 all the Iraqis are Muslim. I mean, if they even knew anything, they knew that Iraq was, you know, a secular nation before we went there.
Right. But, yeah, that's true.
People don't want to educate themselves. They just rather be ignorant and just make their own judgments, put people in boxes just to make themselves feel comfortable.
Well, being prejudiced and also giving up civil liberties is a real easy way to go.
Yeah.
People have done it throughout history. It's really hard to stand up and say, wait a minute, we have a Fourth Amendment.
Yeah.
We are not another country. We are not like other countries. We pride ourselves on this. And it's our duty as loyal patriotic Americans to defend that, but it's easier not to defend it.
Yeah, exactly. And as a black person, too, like that other guy said, I don't know what he was talking about, but I don't like going into stores and being followed around. I don't like people checking and rechecking the cash I give them if I make a big purchase. I don't like people looking at me suspicious if I'm maybe driving my dad's car and he has a really nice car. You know what I mean? So I don't think, I mean, it's fair to be vigilant if someone's actually doing something worth being vigilant about. But why go overboard? That's such a waste of time. Just praying? Who cares?
Yeah, I agree. I agree totally. Laura, what a great call. What are you doing living in Colorado Springs? Well, Colorado Springs is not a bad place. I mean, there's people there that are, you know, as you said, I mean, they're misguided, but it's not physically bad. And there are, we get great calls from Colorado Springs, so I can't really make that statement. If you're happy there, then that's all that counts.
I am, but I'm at work right now, and behind me is Focus on the Family, and down the road is New Life Church, so I'm in the bad part.
Well, maybe your business will relocate.
Yeah.
How about that?
That sounds good.
You're a jewel. Thank you for the call.
All right, bye.
Bye. Ooh, I like her. 7:49, 49 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina now looks at traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Traffic just getting busy across the city, but I-25 still looks great just about wherever you are, except for those southbound lanes through Thornton and North Glen, which are really starting to stack up approaching Highway 36. Absolutely no delays at the DTC. We're all good right now on eastbound 6th out of Lakewood, and C-470 is up to speed across the south side and through the foothills. Weather today, looking for some morning sunshine, but clouds coming in by afternoon, high of 57. Tonight will be cloudy and chilly with a low of 29, and currently under partly cloudy skies, it's 36 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
They're new to the neighborhood. Eddie Bauer at 29th Street in Boulder. Be there for the grand opening Friday, April 6th.
Get the good stuff.
Here's something to think about. Engines with over 75,000 miles on them can burn oil, shortening their life. Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil has added ingredients to condition seals that can help extend the life of your engine. Right now at Napa Auto Parts, you can get Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil for only $2.99 per quart. And check out our great prices on other Castrol motor oils. Price does not include state and local taxes or recycling fees. Napa. Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Relax and put the expertise of H&R Block to work for you. Just call 1-800-HR-BLOCK today and schedule an appointment. When you got H&R Block, you got people.
How many years will it take to pay off your mortgage? What if I said you could eliminate your mortgage in as little as 5 years with just the money you already make?
In 6 years, we were able to pay off our mortgage and all of our debts.
I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. That's right, free. 1-800-500-6122. That's 1-800-500-6122. 1-800-500-6122.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Call now to try this demo absolutely free.
To try your free demo, call 1-800-600-6144. 1-800-600-6144. 1-800-600-6144.
7:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. I talk about Rockies all the time. I talk about what great deals they have. How about if I tell you about some of these? These vehicles are advertised and will be available for sale as of open of business yesterday, Monday. And these vehicles are advertised, subject to prior sale. They will be sold on a first-come, first-serve basis. So you need to definitely know about that. How about a 2000 Chrysler Voyager, stock number 67995, sale price $49.95, $4,995, safety inspected, Colorado admissions, winterized fresh oil filter, and the color on it is white. How can you beat that? How about a 2000 Chevy Malibu, stock number 68233, $3,995, safety inspected, Colorado admissions, winterized fresh oil and filter, and they're out there at Rockies right now. How about a 1997 Oldsmobile Aurora, stock number 68310, sale price $3,995. How about a 1999 Jeep Cherokee, stock number 67553, $1,095. All right. Those are Rocky's Autos. And Rocky's has got the largest selection of clean late model vehicles, used vehicles, in all of Colorado, including the 07s are out there, too. Go see my friends, the Al Shear brothers, Tom and Marv, and see Freddie Labrato and Gerard Menard and all the gang at Rocky's. And you can see them on the Internet at rockysautos.com or get out there. They're open until 9 tonight, and matching down is still going on, in effect. See them out there at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
At Check & Go, we have millions of satisfied customers.
And more than 10 years in business.
And you can get up to $1,000 at Check & Go.
There are a number of great reasons to visit Check & Go. The process is quick and easy, with no hassles. Put the numbers to work for you. Visit CheckNGO.com for terms, store locations, or to get a loan online. That's CheckNGO.com. Or call 1-800-561-CASH to speak to an associate 24/7. See website for additional disclosures and licensing information.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, three buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. Two little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Made possible by Searchdog USA.
Making progress before you get to work. With Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:55, 5 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high of 58. Did the British lie about where their boats were with this whole Iranian situation? We'll talk to somebody from London, England, who says, yeah, the map they're using is not correct. We're talking about the Muslims, the six Muslim imams ejected from a plane. Let's go to Liz in Littleton. Liz, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm fine.
Terrific. What an amazing morning.
Brother. Yeah, it's a little weird.
It's, oh, yeah. It's scary. I just wanted to let you know that I'm pretty sure I read in the National Enquirer that these imams were involved with Anna Nicole Smith, too.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. They were at the Hard Rock Casino and Hotel.
Yeah, and they were dancing, a Muslim dance, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think you're probably absolutely right.
We are just, I'll tell you, you just got to be on the edge of your seat here in this country. But anyway, I just wanted to throw a little levity in and say that I really, really appreciate that you're on the air and you and Randy, and this is where I get my true news.
Well, thanks, and I love you, too. Call anytime.
Love you, too. Take care. Have a great day.
You, too. See you.
All right. Bye.
Adrian in Denver. Adrian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you doing today?
Pretty
passionate topic, and I'm glad you're sort of discussing it. First, let me say that I don't believe that they should have been kicked off the aircraft, number one. I am a black man, and I have been racially profiled, and I definitely think it's wrong. I don't have all the answers. I know there's fear in me. There's fear in friends that I know. I don't quite know what the answer is, but they shouldn't have been kicked off the plane. I argue with the lady that called that said that I guess we need to either retrain our screeners or come up with a different way of screening people.
Well, we need more of them, and we also need more technology.
I would agree. But my question for you, Jay, is that, and I talked to, not talked, but asked Turk about, you know, what I was going to ask you, is Israel correct in what they're doing as far as, you know, blockading off the Palestinians? I know that not all the Palestinians are terrorists.
I think the Israelis are right in some things they do, and I think they're terribly wrong in other things they do, and I think they're guilty of human rights abuses that go unacknowledged. I think bulldozing people's houses based on suspicion, putting people in jail and keeping them there without redress agreements is wrong. But I don't think there is anything wrong with having heavy security at the border. But in the end, all of that is still not going to stop the problem. We saw what happened between Hamas and Israel in Lebanon. But Israel needs to be held accountable for its human rights abuses. And in this country, That very rarely ever happens. We give them a blank check, and we don't really speak out. Adrian, thanks, man. Thanks for holding on. I got to go. I appreciate your call. Call me again, okay?
All right, Jay. Take care.
All right. Take care.
AM 760 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite hosts, Progressive News, Traffic, Weather, Ski Report, and listen to AM 760 live. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk on am760.net.
How many years will it take to pay off your mortgage? What if I said you could eliminate your mortgage in as little as 5 years with just the money you already make?
In 6 years, we were able to pay off our mortgage and all of our debts.
I'm John Commuto, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. That's right, free. 1-800-500-6122. That's 1-800-500-6122. 1-800-500-6122.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Doc's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at BasilDocsPizza.com.
AM 760
in
HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sevatani.
It was just confirmed not long ago.
CBS's Martin Seemungal in Baghdad reporting that an Iranian diplomat kidnapped in Iraq 2 months ago has, in fact, been released. Could that affect British sailors and Marines being held by the Iranians? CBS's Vicky Barker has the latest on that from London.
Blamed the U.S. for the abduction of their diplomat. The Iraqis say they're working intensively to win the freedom of another five Iranians arrested by U.S. troops in northern Iraq 3 months ago. No one's confirmed a connection with the 15 British sailors and Marines. But if this is all part of some diplomatic chess game, Tony Blair may have just made a move. An unconfirmed report on Al Arabiya News says a British military delegation is visiting Tehran today.
Relief agencies are marshaling all the resources they can find to help thousands of people left homeless by the tidal wave that swamped the Solomon Islands. Martin Blackgrove is with the Red Cross.
We're trying to get as many water containers in so they can access a local water supply and carry the water home with them. We're also trying to get lots of tarpaulins in for those people that have no homes so at least they can string them up between the trees and get some shelter. Simple things like cooking sets and hurricane lamps, blankets, bedding, sheeting.
The death toll is 28, but officials are afraid more victims will be found in debris. In this country, it feels like the dead of winter in the Dakotas. KFGO's Paul Juergens tells us what it's like in Fargo, North Dakota.
4 to 8 inches of snow in this part of North Dakota and Minnesota right along the border. And the travel is very, very treacherous. Traffic speeds, even in town, down to 10, 15 miles an hour.
The storm will move through Minnesota and Wisconsin by this evening. Dangerous thunderstorms could blast towns from Illinois to Louisiana. A new Atlantic and Gulf Coast hurricane season begins in June, and it could be a rough one. Noted storm watcher William Gray has just released a forecast that calls for a very active hurricane season with 17 named storms. Here in New York, Mayor Michael Bloomberg is seeing red over a new video game. CBS's Peter King tells us why.
The latest version of Grand Theft Auto shows New York City landmarks, and a spokesman says Mayor Michael Bloomberg doesn't like it or any video game where you get points for hurting or killing cops. An industry executive defends the game, telling the website newsfactor.com that books, TV shows, and movies have depicted violence in New York for decades, and the games, too, are an art form. Critics disagree, saying they're different because they're interactive and give the players the chance to take part, not just watch.
Police in Gainesville, Florida say the driver who ran down a police officer last night was drunk with a blood alcohol level more than twice the legal limit. The policeman was hit and critically injured as he tried to clear the streets of students celebrating the University of Florida's win in the college basketball championship game. Jubilant students poured into the streets after Florida beat Ohio State 84-75.
I feel great, baby. Number one. 3-9 months, baby. 3-9 months.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are up 89 points. NASDAQ is up 22. This is CBS News.
Nerlman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had 3 extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
I love football. I've always wanted to do sports broadcasting. Oh, that would be such a cool job to have.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
And he's running down the field. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He's at the touchdown. I don't want to do that kind.
Her Match.com username is 2bits12, and you can email her right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the all-new Match.com for details.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Governor Ritter has declared Holly a state disaster area, but that doesn't mean federal aid is immediately on the way to the small southeastern Colorado town. Derek Jensen with the FEMA office in Denver says the state also has to request federal relief for the tornado-devastated area. He says that's totally up to the governor.
It's hard to say. I mean, every disaster is different, and, of course, it's up to the discretion of the governor.
Preliminary estimates by FEMA say more than 160 homes were damaged by the twister, including 48 that were destroyed or severely damaged. One woman was killed, 8 other people injured. A federal judge has ruled the depositions of the parents of Columbine killers Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold will remain sealed. The judge says nobody, including violence prevention experts, will be able to see those documents until they're unsealed in 20 years. The depositions were taken 4 years ago, and along with other Columbine material, will be kept permanently in the National Archives in Washington, where they're considered to be of historic value. And cable pioneer John Malone only got a salary of $2,600 as chairman of Liberty Media last year, but a filing with the SEC says he earned compensation valued at $3.3 million. It's good to be king. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We do have one minor problem. You can expect some delay southbound 25 from the turnpike toward I-76. That was due to a mishap off on the right-hand shoulder. Otherwise, we're in pretty good shape around the metro. I still have some slow pockets, 225 across Aurora, southbound Colfax to Mississippi, and again, you'll hit another snag there through the DTC. Eastbound I-70 was dragging through the I-25 corridor toward York, and you'll still need some time getting into downtown along southbound 25. Security wait time of DIA 5 minutes. Weather today. Morning sunshine, afternoon clouds, and a high of 57. Currently fair and 37. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tonight on Altitude, the Denver Nuggets are in Los Angeles to take on the Lakers. Coverage begins at 8 with Nugget.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out The Good Shepherd, Charlotte's Web, Bobby, and Death of President. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 50,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Wells Fargo customers enjoy Colorado Rockies baseball with an exclusive Wells Fargo offer. 2-for-1 club-level seats. Visit Wells Fargo for details. Wells Fargo, official bank of the Colorado Rockies. Don't miss 2-for-1 club-level seats when the Rockies take on the Diamondbacks.
The Shield, season premiere, tonight at 10, only on FX.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Another beautiful day outside. Mostly sunny, high today, 58. Good day to get out and celebrate. Matter of fact, don't go to work. Just call in sick. It's another one of those days where I should have put something together. We could go hang out in the park. Tony Blair faked the Iran map, according to our special guest, Craig Murray, former British ambassador to Uzbekistan from 1989 to 1992. He headed the Foreign Office's maritime section. This included responsibility for territorial sea claims and for negotiating maritime boundaries. For 8 months, he also worked with the Royal Naval and Defense Intelligence Service personnel in the Embargo Surveillance Center, a secret unit operating 24 hours a day from an underground command center in central London to prevent Iraqi attempts at weapons procurement. They analyzed information from intelligence and other sources, and could instruct Royal Navy craft in the Gulf to board and inspect individual ships. He was responsible for getting the political clearance for operations just like the one now in question in this exact location. And he writes for the Daily Times and has a blog at craigmurray.co.uk. And, Mr. Murray, welcome, and thank you. And you're talking to us live from London, correct?
Yep, it's very good to be with you.
Yeah, it's nice to have you on. All right, in this dispute, you're saying, you've said, that Tony Blair and the Ministry of Defense and the British government, and essentially that would include this government, the United States government, is basically lying about where those hardened rubber crafts were that your countrymen were using, and that the maps that they're using to try to prove their point are in essence not real.
Yeah. What I'm saying in effect is that it might well be that the coordinates they're giving us are true, but the coordinates don't help if you don't know where the boundary is. And there has never been any settled boundary between Iran and Iraq in these waters. The boundary was settled within the Shatt al-Arab, within the river, back in 75, although even that's in dispute for some reasons I might come on to later. But out at sea, the boundary has never, ever been fixed. There is no fixed boundary. And so the coordinates are really irrelevant when there isn't a boundary. And for the British government to produce a red line claiming to show where the boundary between Iran and Iraq is, it's simply a nonsense. That boundary doesn't exist at all. We faked it.
So, who's right in this situation? The Iranians or your country, the British?
No one. And both the British government and the Iranian government are acting in a ridiculous, bellicose fashion. The truth is that this is an area where the boundary is disputed, always has been. So to manufacture an incident inside the disputed area, and then for each side to claim definitively that they were in Iraqi or Iranian waters is a complete nonsense, because it has never been settled in law exactly where the boundary is. But the trouble is that you have two governments which both seem to want an incident. It seems to serve the political interests of the hardliners in both countries to try and ramp this up as much as possible.
Now, today, we've had developments in which an Iranian diplomat has been released, and both sides, the Iranians have been making statements like, well, the British sailors do not need to go to trial, and we really want to resolve this. However, there was an article in a British newspaper yesterday saying, quoting Russian intelligence sources, that said that we, the United States, was going to bomb military sites inside Iran coming up next week, which would be Good Friday. Have you heard that story?
Yeah, no, that's an interesting story. I came across it quite a few days ago now, a week or two ago. This was a story which was leaked by Russian intelligence to trusted Russian journalists who work closely with the Russian intelligence services, in which Russian intelligence was saying that the United States was going to attack Iran together with Israel on the 6th of April. Now, I should say, I don't actually particularly believe Russian intelligence on this one. Even when you looked at what they claimed was a reason for their information, it didn't seem very strong. So that particular date, I didn't think... I'm sure Russian intelligence had their reasons for leaking it, but I don't particularly believe that an attack on the 6th of April was or is likely. But it did get a lot of belief in Iran. It certainly did have a lot of belief in Iran. So one possibility, and this is only speculation, but one definite possibility might be that the Iranians are thinking about holding them beyond the 6th of April to kind of be on the safe side against that contingency. But that only is speculation. But it is certainly true that report exists, that it was initiated by the Russian intelligence services, and that it's widely believed in Iran.
8:13, 13 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Craig Murray, former British ambassador to Uzbekistan, and you can read his writings on craigmurray.co.uk, and he also writes for the Daily Times, Daily Mail, I'm sorry. All right, so you don't believe that to be a plausible story, but there's a contingent of people in this country who believe that the United States is hell-bent on starting something with Iran.
Yeah, no, I believe that too. It was simply the story that it was set for the 6th of April, which didn't seem to me to have any particular plausibility. You might even say that there's a powerful contingent of Bush supporters who would think starting a war on Good Friday was a bit much. It was the particular idea that it's about to trigger off definitely in 3 days' time, which I was querying. I think in general it's very, very obvious that Bush has been spoiling for an excuse to start a war with Iran for quite some time.
Now there's a story today in The Independent. It says, the botched U.S. raid that led to the hostage crisis, exclusive report, how a bid to kidnap Iranian security officials sparked a diplomatic crisis. Have you seen that story?
Yeah, I've seen that story also.
Now, do you put any stock in that, or do you think that it's not true?
The story of the raid is true, but whether that particularly was motivating this incident with Iran, I'm not actually quite sure. I don't think you can prove the connection between the two. And there's no doubt whatsoever that there has been a continual barrage of anti-Iranian propaganda, that we're hearing the same sort of stuff about Iran's nuclear program as we heard about Iraq's WMD program, and that Iran is feeling the pressure. You've got massive military exercises in the Persian Gulf with two carrier groups, for goodness sake, in these fairly limited waters. Iran is undoubtedly feeling besieged, I suppose, would be a good way to describe the feeling in Iran at the moment. And you've got to see the situation with the British sailors. Obviously, you can't ignore that background in looking at this particular situation. But I think to try to link it to any specific event is, it's not easy to prove, and B, I don't think it's necessary within the wider context.
Why did your country's Navy and the Ministry of Defense, why do they stumble into this situation, or did they do it on purpose?
My own feeling is they probably stumbled into it. It seems to me that, in effect, they've been interdicting shipping. The big question is, what on earth are they doing there in the first place? How did we get ourselves in this position? And what this Royal Naval vessel was doing was it was investigating, at the time the incident happened, it was investigating an Indian merchant ship which was suspected of smuggling cars into Iraq and evading Iraqi vehicle excise duty. Now, to be honest, there are many people who are wondering what on earth Iraqi vehicle excise duty has got to do with the Royal Navy, and how on earth we got ourselves in that position. And it's plainly an extremely wide interpretation of any post-war UN mandate to be boarding neutral merchant shipping because you're looking at excise duty. That's very, very peculiar. But I think we've been throwing our weight about in that way in the Gulf for quite some time, but I don't... And this particular incident was very, very close to where the boundary might be, if you like. This was right in the middle of the disputed area. So it's provocative to do this kind of stuff there. And I think simply both sides have been pushing, and finally we got to the stage where we were further into the disputed area than the Iraqis were prepared to put up with. I think that's much more likely explanation than that the Royal Navy deliberately, on this particular incident, was setting on that day to get these people arrested, or that the Iraqi government had ordered from Tehran, the local people, to arrest people that day. I think it's quite simply a matter of pushing your luck, and eventually it runs out.
Here's a question people have asked me, and I don't know the answer to it, so I'll ask you since you have experience in it. When those hardened rubber crafts with your sailors in it were surrounded by the Iranians, why didn't the British Navy go and immediately help them?
It's a very good question, which is impossible to understand the answer to, and it's also impossible to understand why. Now, you've got HMS Cornwall, which is their mothership, which, and reports vary, was between 2 miles and 6 miles away at the time of the incident. But you can at sea, you can see 2 miles or 6 miles with the eye and the telescope, let alone all the sophisticated electronic equipment on board a very modern battleship like the Cornwall. Those Iraqi patrol boats that intercepted the rubber craft, four Iraqi patrol boats, the Cornwall could see them coming 60 miles off electronically. There's no way they could ambush and not be seen. That to me is remains a mystery. It is quite simply inexplicable.
All right, is anybody there raising this question? That's number one. And then number two is this thing about the fake map and about the boundaries never being settled, is that getting attention there too?
On the side of how on earth these boats managed to get captured and how the Cornwall see them coming and do something about it, it's very lightly touched upon in the mainstream media. The trouble is, of course, as soon as the government cries patriotism and what we call jingoism, and especially as soon as some of our people have been captured and their faces appear on television, then the yellow ribbons come out. And people who understandably are worried about these poor people, because it's not the fault of the individual servicemen that they've been put in this stupid position by their government, but people switch their brains off, and the media in particular seem to switch their brains off and stop asking questions. So,
are you sure you're in Britain and not in the United States?
I think it's probably a common problem. I mean, I just throw this out very, very briefly as something people can look up. If you look up the coordinates that the British government gave for the Indian merchant vessel where the event took place, those coordinates are above the low tide line. There just isn't nearly enough water at those coordinates to get a vessel that size to that location. It seems to be physically impossible. So that's another peculiarity about this incident, which I tend to be someone who naturally believes in cock-ups, not conspiracies. So my view is simply that you're moving about in small boats that move very, very fast. All this incident took place on boats which were moving. You're not stopping every 10 seconds to look at your GPS, especially if you're chasing or being chased. So the confusion over coordinates might be quite legitimate, but it does underline that the people didn't know where they were. But the mainstream media they certainly haven't turned around and said, wow, we were sold a fake map. There's been none of that. But they have now shifted, and they are now more and more admitting that the boundary is disputed and there wasn't a clear boundary. Even the BBC started saying that today. But for a week, they were just reproducing this totally fake boundary and pretending it was absolutely fine. They're starting to shift that position, but there's no sense of any blame. No one's saying, my God, Tony Blair produced a fake boundary to go along with this fake dossier. It'll be a couple of months yet, I guess. Maybe after the people are safely back, we might get that kind of investigation.
All right, last question. Where do you think this is all going to end up?
I remain quite hopeful. I think these people will be let go. It seems that one interesting thing is that both in Iran and the UK at the moment, the hotheads seem to have been sidelined from the process. We're not getting Tony Blair shooting his mouth out so much about Iran being totally in the wrong and being utterly certain our people were in Iraqi territorial waters. He seems to have gone quiet. The hardliners seem to have been putting their box a bit on the Iranian side as well. So I am actually, at the moment, feeling pretty helpful that this this general incident might well get solved. But that doesn't, of course, solve the basic problem that both Bush and Blair are looking in the medium term, I think, to try to win support back for their disastrous Middle Eastern policy by starting off a new and, they hope, popular war with Iran. That seems to remain the basic drive of policy.
Well, that's scary. Craig Murray, former British ambassador to Uzbekistan. You can read his blog at craigmurray.co.uk or read him in the Daily Mail. Craig, thank you. I really appreciate you staying up over there to be on early here. And as this thing develops, we'll check back with you. Thanks so much.
Okay, good to talk with you.
All right, thank you. It's 8:23, 23 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Well, you heard Craig Murray. The map that the British were using over this whole dispute is fake.
Right now is the best time to buy a brand new complete home at Amber Homes. Prices have been reduced on ready-to-move-in condos, townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great neighborhoods like Inglewood, Aurora, Commerce City, and Castle Rock. Whether you're looking for a new home or an investment opportunity, now is the time to act. For more detailed information about the communities, video tours, and a list of all the available homes, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
I like to just run and let my mind wander. It's a creative time for me.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
Usually with me, I'll run for 25, 30 minutes, and I'll kind of get in the zone. And then, you know, I'll come up with solutions to problems I didn't even know I was considering. You know, it's just a great way to get your day going.
His Match.com username is Exercise Guy, and you can email him right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the all-new Match.com for details.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Hello?
Where are you?
Looking at grills.
I thought we agreed on a washer.
You ought to see this grill.
Will it wash jeans?
Maybe.
Get down here.
Now get both. Get special deferred financing store-wide when you use your Home Depot consumer credit card. And if you don't have an account with us, open one and get 10% off your first purchase. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through April 8th, U.S. only. Max discount $200 based on available credit. Subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Consider it extra protection from all the distractions of modern life. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. That's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands?
Get Allstate Your Choice Auto Insurance today. Call a Front Range Allstate agent or visit allstate.com. Accident forgiveness starts the day you sign up. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Rachel Maddow is coming to Boulder on Monday, April 9th, and we want you to meet her.
Hey, this is Rachel Maddow.
Log on to AM760.net and register for your chance to have drinks and appetizers with Rachel at the Boulder Broker Inn.
I love her show.
She sounds totally different in person.
Here's your opportunity to hang out with us.
She is exactly what I thought she looked like.
It's a meet and greet with Rachel Maddow from AM760 Progressive Talk.
Wow, she's got big feet.
It's 8:27, 27 minutes after 8. Okay, I don't know what the high today is going to be. I can't find the weather forecast. Oh, here it is. Mostly sunny, high today 58. All right, I knew it was going to be a nice day. I just didn't know how warm it was going to get. I got to say this. I said it yesterday. I want to say it again. And I'm not one of these talk show hosts who gets on the air and says, well, I know all the answers, and I know what's going to happen, and you should listen to me because you people, I know it all, and I just don't do that. But yesterday I said to you, and it's turned out to be true, that, and maybe we'll discuss some of this with Paul Waldman, that the right wing, the talkers, the yakkers, the chattering classes, as some people call us, that they would go after Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, for going to Syria. And they did. But what they didn't say, what they didn't raise hell about, was the fact that three Republican congressmen were there before her. Now, why didn't they bring that up? Why wasn't that part of the discussion? And if they're going to condemn Nancy Pelosi for going there, and how dare she represent the American people and make all these statements that she doesn't represent the American people, which, by the way, she does because she's third in line in ascendancy. And they wouldn't make the same comments about Tom DeLay or Newt Gingrich or any of their buddies. But they make these statements. Why don't they say anything about the three Republican congressmen that are there? And this, to me, is just absolute open hypocrisy. And this whole idea that who is she to represent Americans? Okay, once again, here we go. Like, okay, she wasn't duly elected as a congresswoman. She was not duly named and sworn in as the Speaker of the House. That the Congress of the United States does not represent the United States people. And that the legislative branch does not have co-equal powers with the executive branch. And this argument about the executive branch is being waged on a continuous basis and is being echoed in the mainstream media, in which the mainstream media will say to you, and you'll hear it on TV and you'll hear it on radio, Congress defies the president. Well, fact is that Congress is not defying the president, that's Congress's job to watch the purse strings, that Dick Cheney's statements yesterday, the Darth Vader of irrelevance in Alabama, basically shows that he can't read the Constitution because that's Congress's responsibility, and we wouldn't be in the mess we're in if the Republican-controlled Congress hadn't put us there by failing to watch these guys and give them a blank check. And all that smearing goes on, and twisting, and managing of the news. And I believe Suzanne Malveau of CNN did it yesterday, too. And once again, talking to John Bolton, former ambassador to the UN, about the Speaker of the House going to Syria, but she never mentioned the three congresspeople, Republicans, the three congressmen, Republicans, who not only had been in Syria, but had also met with President Assad. That was never brought up. So here we go again. And I said this earlier in the morning, I'm going to repeat it, that yesterday we had the passionate discussion about the ownership of the American flag and about patriotism, and I am waiting for an answer about my flag bumper stickers, and I am going to get them made one way or the other, and they're going to say it's our flag too, and I'm going to go to the Republican state headquarters, the Republican Party of Colorado, and I'm going to stand out in front and pass those out. And I'll tell you when I do it, and you're welcome to come by and get your sticker, and I'm not charging anybody for these. I'm going to do it free of charge because I'm tired of these people and their McCarthyite tactics of constantly challenging our patriotism, our commitment to the troops, and cartoonishly stereotyping us and getting away with it. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. And good for Harry Reid. And good for Russ Feingold. And good for the Democrats threatening George W. Bush, who thinks that he is some kind of dictator, threatening him with cutting off funds for the war. And then, of course, Bush rolls out the troops and pimps them. Except he and his GOP colleagues had nothing to say when that mess was going on at Walter Reed. All right, it's 8:32. 32 minutes after 8. Gina checks traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we had a problem I-70 near Steele. We've got a wreck off the highway at Broadway in Louisiana. Otherwise, we seem to have had a pretty uneventful commute. Still going to have a lot of traffic, of course, getting into downtown southbound 25. It was still fairly bogged down 104th to 84th, and we've got a lot of traffic as well getting out of Lakewood on eastbound 6th. Weather today, sunshine followed by afternoon clouds and a high of 57. Right now, fair and 37. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's the men and women who risk it all in the hunt for the Alaskan crab, and this year will be the roughest season yet.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty, and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. Healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
If you've heard the term virtual office, just think intelligent office. It's not really virtual. It's a real office. You just use it differently, like offices and conference rooms, hourly for meetings, professional address services, and a full-time receptionist that connects calls to you anywhere, all for about a dollar an hour. You'll make more money and do it in less time. Don't settle for a virtual office. Get more with an intelligent office. IntelligentOffice.com.
Cindy Brown, founder and president of Denver-based Blue Moon Works, on why she picked the CU Executive MBA program.
I wanted to start my own company, and I knew I needed to beef up my business skills. At first, I was concerned that the professors wouldn't have enough real-world experience. Boy, was I wrong. It's paid for itself over and over again. By taking the skills I've learned, our company has doubled in growth every year, and I expect it to double again this year.
Go to colorado.edu/executive MBA or call 303-623-1888. That's 623-1888.
You're listening to the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Absolutely. It's 8:36, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny. High today, 58. Jay Marvin along with you. And we got Paul Waldman coming up at 9 o'clock, and we'll talk to him in the 9 o'clock hour. He's from Media Matters, and we'll look at the irrational media. And the right-wing echo chamber. And Tony, who's a Republican, called me up early this morning. You can hear the earlier parts of the show on podcast at am760.net. And I'm not by any way, shape, or form saying that all conservatives are bad or that everybody who is a member of the Republican Party agrees with what's going on and what their own party and the administration is up to. So maybe I need to say that every once in a while, because I honestly believe it, and people have a tendency to hear somebody talking about something that they're involved with or that they have affiliations with, and then they say, oh, wait a minute, he's lumping me with them, and I'm not trying to do that. So I need to point that out. All right, I want to talk a little bit about this. And I we could start open phones early. That wouldn't bother me. We've talked about this before. We've been on this subject before, but this happened yesterday, and I think it's worth bringing up. New Mexico doctors are allowed to prescribe marijuana to help some seriously ill patients manage symptoms, including pain and nausea, under a bill signed into law by Governor Bill Richardson on Monday. This law will provide much-needed relief for New Mexicans suffering from debilitating diseases. Richardson, who is a Democratic candidate for the U.S. presidency in 2008, said at a signing ceremony, it's the right thing to do. The southwestern state is the 12th in the United States to endorse the use of marijuana for medical uses. New Mexico state legislature is the 4th in the country to enact such a measure. The law allows marijuana usage by patients suffering from several conditions such as HIV/AIDS, cancer, glaucoma, and multiple sclerosis and epilepsy, according to Richardson's office. The U.S. States that have backed medical marijuana have, however, come into a legal conflict with the 1970 Federal Controlled Substance Act. Barring marijuana, courts have said federal law trumps state law. And just last month, the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled a California woman with an inoperable brain tumor may not smoke marijuana to ease her pain, even though California voters approved its medicinal use in 1996. In 1978, New Mexico began allowing very limited use of marijuana or its active ingredients, THC, to help control cancer patients' nausea and vomiting caused by chemotherapy, but only when other nausea-control drugs failed. The law creates a panel of eight expert physicians and other health care workers to supervise the program. Qualified patients must be under a doctor's care and supervision. And a woman by the name of Essie DeBone, who suffers from advanced complications from HIV and AIDS, said, I would like to thank the governor for giving me another shot at life. I've said this before. I don't understand why people with medical problems, such as people undergoing chemotherapy, why they can't use medical marijuana. Why would you go to somebody, say, who is suffering from cancer or suffering from a brain tumor and tell them, okay, You can't relieve your pain, your nausea, and your suffering because we don't want you to smoke marijuana. And to take this a step further, I don't understand why we waste untold gazillions of bucks every year keeping people from smoking marijuana in a society where cigarettes are legal, and we know cigarettes cause health problems, particularly if you don't have proper health care insurance. Then what ends up happening is that the taxpayers end up picking up the bill. Plus, on top of that, it drives medical and insurance costs up. Two, alcohol is legal in this country, and God knows how many drunk driving deaths we have. Plus, on top of that, all of the other spinoffs of drinking, and everybody accepts this. And the argument that they use is that, well, listen, I drink responsibly, and I have never, ever, ever gotten a DUI, and I have never gotten into a fight, and I've never caused any trouble. So why are you coming to me and getting down on me simply because I want to have something to drink? Well, the fact is, I'm not. And I accept that argument 100,000%. Okay? But why doesn't the same thing apply to marijuana? Now, I'd really like to know what the case would be against me sitting in my house. Not that I do, and I don't, and I haven't for God knows how many years. What's the case against me or you sitting in your house, not getting behind the wheel, but sitting in your house smoking marijuana? Well, it does all kinds of bad things to you. Yeah, maybe it does. But so do cigarettes and so do alcohol. And on top of that, don't I have some decision-making in my own life? So why is it now that we're sitting here in 2007, we have this ridiculous federal law that not only people who want to use it for medical reasons can't use it, but then on top of that, you and I or anybody else can't smoke it. Now, I'm not suggesting that if it were illegal, I'd go out and smoke it, because I wouldn't, probably. No, I know I wouldn't. But there are a lot of people who would. And what's the difference between recreational use of marijuana and recreational use of alcohol or smoking cigarettes? What's the difference? But we not only have craziness about this, if you remember the last election cycle, the DEA wasn't getting involved in campaigning, which is insane. And I have the deepest respect for law enforcement. And despite the occasional scandals that break out, I have the deepest respect for police officers. I have the deepest respect for law enforcement, because without them, we'd be in big trouble. And I get these people who call up, and they send me email. Well, I hate the cops. Well, yeah, but it's the same thing as then when somebody's trying to break into your house, carjack your car, beat you senseless, rob you, or anything else. Who are you going to call? I mean, you're going to dial 911. And they're only enforcing the law. They don't make the policy. We make the policy. And I don't understand why it is that we permit this ludicrous soap opera about marijuana use to go on year after year after year, when I've never heard anybody present me with a credible argument about why it should be illegal. And that includes my friends in law enforcement, who many of them would disagree with me on this. I just don't get it. 303-713-7600. We'll try to squeeze in a couple of calls on this, but Gina will check traffic now.
But with the exception of some slow pockets still around the metro area and a couple of wrecks off the highway, we've had a pretty excellent morning for traffic. Right now, they're still working on the Santa Fe at Oxford. We had a wreck there in the middle of the intersection. Also one at Broadway and Louisiana. So just watch out for those two. Still pretty sluggish along eastbound 270. All of our north side highways, actually, southbound 25, 120th toward 84th, westbound I-76 just before 74th, and, of course, eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike Federal toward the I-25 corridor. Weather today, looking for morning sunshine, afternoon clouds, high of 57. Currently fair and 37. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
It's the men and women who risk it all in the hunt for the Alaskan crab, and this year will be the roughest season yet.
Millions of people with allergies have gotten Claritin Clear with Claritin D and found powerful, non-drowsy relief from their worst congestion and sinus pressure. But there's something else we need to be clear about. You'll now find Claritin D at the service or pharmacy counter. Still no prescription needed. Either way, just ask for it. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves your worst symptoms, even congestion, fast. Nothing works stronger, faster, or longer. Live Claritin Clear. Among non-drowsy oral 24-hour OTC allergy products. Use as directed.
With Rachel Maddow from AM760 Progressive Talk.
Wow, she's got big feet.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Dock's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Dock's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Dock's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Dock's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Dock's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at basildockspizza.com.
If you've heard the term virtual office, just think intelligent office. It's not really virtual. It's a real office. You just use it differently, like offices and conference rooms hourly for meetings, professional address services, and a full-time receptionist that connects calls to you anywhere, all for about $1 an hour. You'll make more money and do it in less time. Don't settle for a virtual office. Get more with an intelligent office. IntelligentOffice.com.
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You'll have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons, now playing Thursday through Sunday. Only 3 weeks left. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
Hey, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? One-third of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
Kids have better things to do than drugs, so get them involved in positive educational activities. Taking part in sports, music, and after-school programs will help keep kids active and drug-free. A message from Rocky Mountain Service, located in Denver and Brighton. If you're interested in Head Start programs or employment in Denver, call 800-748-2074. The Head Start program is now taking applications for children ages 3 to 5. For the Brighton location, call 303-659-5128.
Jay Marvin, voted best talk show host by Westword Magazine on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I spoke to Joyce in the morning. 8:50, 50 minutes past the hour.
It makes me feel all right.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. I love this song. Yeah. Okay. Even though I don't smoke dope. Or some guy called up Turk and says, tell Jay to get hip. You can vaporize it now. Like I'm supposed to know that. I'm sure they have designer crack pipes out there, too, but I've never owned one. All right, we're talking about New Mexico approving marijuana for medical use. Let's go to Dwayne in Denver. Dwayne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Dwayne. What do you think?
Well, I think they should legalize marijuana personally, but the reason why I believe they don't is because the government doesn't have any way to get its money. It's all about profit there, Jay.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with profits, but how about if they just legalized it, let somebody produce it, and taxed it?
Well, that's a very good point. You know what, Jay? They really could, but you know what? Law enforcement and prisons and everybody, the Justice Department makes more money locking people up than they do legalizing marijuana. If you legalize marijuana and let, 60% of the people out of jail and out of prisons for marijuana usage, what are the cops going to do all day?
Go after other criminals who are doing worse things.
Bingo.
and other
Bingo.
other things that are
hard drug related. That's right. But you know what? There's more people that smoke pot and do drugs, so they go after those people because it's all about money, Jay. It's all about profit, all about money.
Well, I don't think things like heroin or crack or methamphetamines should be legalized. So
I do not believe that either, Jay.
Well, all right.
I'm talking about marijuana.
Yeah, me too. So, all right, how about this idea? How about they manufacture, how about it's manufactured, it's like alcohol, you can't give it to anybody under the age of 21 or 18 or whatever the case is, and you can't sell it to them or give it to them, and minors can't have it, and they tax it and make money off it. Plus, they take the amount of law enforcement dollars that they're using in chasing folks around with marijuana, and they put that towards people that are doing the harder stuff, which we just talked about. I mean, I think that'd be work, don't you?
I agree. Where do I vote yes on? I agree. You know, I mean, I think it's pretty pathetic that, you know, people who need marijuana for cancer patients and stuff like that, they want to run it through a doctor's office. And the only reason why I believe they want to run it through a doctor's office is so that the federal government can somehow, or the pharmaceutical companies, or somebody, I don't know who, but somebody to get their hands on profits and money. I'm not against profit either, but, I mean, if people cared about people and it helps ease their pain, then go ahead and smoke some pot.
Yeah.
But in this society, this day and age, it's instant gratification. We want all of our money now. It's the bottom line. And if we have to destroy everything to get it, so be it.
Yeah, that's sad. Dwayne, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
You're welcome, Jay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Mark in Stapleton. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, it's a beautiful day in Denver, isn't it?
Yeah, man, it is. It's great outside.
Like the other guy that talked with Turk said, there are other ways of administering it. You can eat it. You can make cookies and brownies and whatever. But and like your earlier caller was just saying, that make people buy a tax stamp, grow a couple plants in their windowsill, and then treat it like alcohol. No minors. No no driving under the influence. You know, it's so simple, and the plant is so useful in other ways: the oil from the seeds, the fiber from the stems. It's just a great all around plant, man.
So, what do you think the hang up is here about this?
Well, it's a throwback to Prohibition. Before Prohibition, Americans were beer drinkers, and Prohibition made it easier to put distilled alcohol into a smaller package. It was easier to smuggle a gin than it was a barrel of beer. And it's the same with the drugs. They've made it harder on marijuana, so it's easier to smuggle or produce methamphetamine or smuggle heroin. And look what our war in Afghanistan has done. Last year, Afghanistan produced more opium than any country in the history of the world.
Yep,
that's
right.
We made Afghanistan safe for the drug lords.
That's right. Poppy production there is way, way, way up. You're absolutely correct about that. Mark, thanks, man. Good call.
You bet. Take it easy.
Let's go to Brian at Fort Collins. Brian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, this is Brian. I just wanted to reference a book by Jack Herrera. It's probably 15, 20 years old. It's called Emperor Wears No Clothes, and it goes into great detail as to how the U.S. government has and the pharmaceutical industry has basically railroaded marijuana use into an illegal status, mainly because of all the medical capabilities that marijuana does have. If all these pharmaceutical industries were no longer able to produce their albuterols and other such drugs, which are very harmful, have numerous side effects, and actually generate more business for the medical industry. If they didn't have that ability, then with marijuana being able to take the place of all those, then all that money would be gone. And the earlier caller kind of pointed out something else too about the government filling the prisons with 60-80% marijuana users. That's a huge business too for a lot of cronies as well as other institutions and stuff.
Oh yeah, that's big. That building these prisons and staffing them, privatizing them and hiring people to do that. You're right, man. That's a growth industry.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, but definitely read the Jack Herrera book. It's a pretty easy read. It's probably only maybe 100 pages. Pretty good sized text, but goes into great detail. The book again is "The Emperor Wears No Clothes."
I'll definitely score it. Thanks, man.
Yep.
All right. And I didn't mean, no pun intended about scoring. Okay, Aaron in Fort Collins. Quickly, Aaron. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay. I was just calling up. I'm currently in law enforcement. I have been for several years. As you said earlier, we don't make the laws. We just enforce them. And
that's
if
right.
marijuana, if it was to become legal, it would make things a little more difficult for us, but I'd be fully behind it because that's we're public servants, basically.
How, I want to make it, I only got about like 20 seconds, but can you tell me how would it make it more difficult?
With probable cause issues, and also, in my view, the reason marijuana is illegal is because it's associated with so many other unsavory social issues, like just prostitution, and generally people that are involved with drug culture
involved
with a lot of other aspects of
Yeah, activity. But most women, and some men, who are on the streets and they're prostitutes, they're usually involved with crack. You know that for
sure. Oh, I fully agree with you on that.
All right, I got to run. Aaron, thank you, man, and be safe.
Hey, thank you so much.
Okay.
All right.
Coming up next, Paul Waldman. Stick around.
AM 760 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite hosts, Progressive Net, Traffic, Weather, Ski Report, and listen to AM 760 live. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk on am760.net.
Tuesday's done, oh no worries, Wednesday's perfect to unwind.
Let's go out back tonight.
Let go this Wednesday with Outback's new No Worries Wednesday mixed grill. Tender chicken, jumbo shrimp, and your choice of a juicy sirloin or New Zealand lamb chops.
Let's go out back tonight.
The new No Worries Wednesday mixed grill.
Start your weekend 2 days early.
Wednesday, the new Saturday.
Energy Hog to Team, get in that house and waste some energy.
No problem, it's got leaky windows and no attic. Insulation.
This house is under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy's wasted.
The washer, it's not Energy Star rated.
You have the power to get rid of energy hogs.
Someone's home!
He's got energy efficient light bulbs.
Go to energyhog.org for fun games and lots of hog busting tips.
Energyhog.org? That's it! Get out of there!
Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD and online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Mark Knoller, live at the White House.
So my attitude is, enough politics.
At a news conference in the Rose Garden minutes ago, President Bush vented his frustration and impatience with the Democratic Congress for not sending him a bill he can sign to fund U.S. operations in Iraq.
If they want to play politics, fine. They continue to do that. I will veto it, but they ought to do it quickly. They ought to get to the bill to my desk as quickly as possible, and I'll veto it, and then we can get out of the business of funding our troops without strings and without withdrawal dates.
Mr. Bush warned that if funds begin to run out this month, it may delay the return of some troops from Iraq and hasten the deployment there of others. Live at the White House, I'm Mark Knoller. With more CBS News, here's Nick Young.
Well, U.S. troop deployments in Iraq and Afghanistan have so stretched the military that units which should get a year off between combat assignments are going back to Iraq early. An example, the 4th Infantry based at Fort Hood, Texas. That's not right, says Nancy Lesson, one of the founders of the anti-war group Military Families Speak Out.
This kind of conduct of repeated and multiple deployments, early deployments, is a big contributor to that kind of psychological wounding that we're seeing.
In California, a federal judge says a Lance Corporal in the Marine Corps Reserves must be discharged from the military by the middle of the month as a conscientious objector. The judge says he's convinced that Robert Zabala is sincere when he says he has an aversion to killing and fighting in the war. The Atlantic hurricane season is looming. Will it be a rerun of last year or time to board up and batten down? Let's go live to Orlando and CBS News correspondent Peter King.
Nick, hurricane season is less than 2 months off, and at least one noted forecasting team is predicting more activity than last year.
17 named storms, 9 hurricanes, and 5 intense or major hurricanes.
But Colorado State's Philip Klotzbach says it won't be as active as 2004 or 5. Still, he says there's a 74% chance that a major hurricane could hit the U.S. A year ago, that team predicted 17 named storms. There are only 10, and their forecast of 5 hurricanes fell short of the 9 that happened. None hit land. Live in Orlando, Peter King, CBS News.
Now, there may be progress in the standoff over 15 British sailors and Marines being held by Iran. One possible sign today, word of the release of an Iranian diplomat seized 2 months ago in Baghdad. They're a danger to kids, and the government wants them off the market. It's a recall of keychains and children's bracelets with high levels of lead paint, groovy grabber bracelets, and metal keychains sold at Dollar General stores. Scott Wolfson of the Consumer Product Safety Commission says there is no time to lose.
You really need to take action right now. Don't try to come back to this in a few weeks or a few months. Today is the day to really throw these away or go back to the store with it.
And checking Wall Street at this hour, right now stocks are way up. The Dow is ahead 122 points, and the NASDAQ is up more than 30. This is CBS News.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
When's the last time you replaced your wiper blades? Get ready in advance. Right now, wiper blades are 25% off.
Never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free.
And as always, Advance Auto Parts will install them fast and free. Yeah, free. We're ready in advance.
Sale ends April 28th.
This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File. Emerging research suggests that eating foods naturally rich in antioxidants may help protect your memory. I think that's big news. Even more surprising is where to find those protective antioxidants. Did you know Welch's 100% grape juice has powerful antioxidants just like red wine? In fact, one independent study just ranked Welch's 100% grape juice the number one beverage for antioxidant capacity per serving among 1,000 foods tested. So if you want to help protect your memory, remember to drink delicious Welch's 100% grape juice every day. This is Charles Osgood. I'll see you on the Osgood File.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Governor Ritter has declared Holly a state disaster area, but that doesn't mean federal aid is immediately on the way to the small southeastern Colorado town. Derek Jensen with the FEMA office in Denver says the state also has to request federal relief for the tornado-devastated area. He says that's totally up to the governor.
Hard to say. I mean, every disaster is different, and, of course, it's up to the discretion of the governor.
Preliminary estimates by FEMA say more than 160 homes were damaged by the twister, including 48 that were destroyed or severely damaged. One woman was killed, 8 other people injured. A federal judge has ruled the depositions of the parents of Columbine killers Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold will remain sealed. The judge says nobody, including violence prevention experts, will be able to see those documents until they're unsealed in 20 years. The depositions were taken 4 years ago, and along with other Columbine material, will be kept permanently in the National Archives in Washington, where they're considered to be of historic value. And cable pioneer John Malone only got a salary of $2,600 as chairman of Liberty Media last year. But a filing with the SEC says he earned compensation valued at $3.3 million. It's good to be king. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, not a bad ride at all across the metro area. Have no new problems. In fact, traffic getting back to normal for the most part. Just keep in mind that CDOT has closed the eastbound bore of the Hanging Lakes Tunnel, Glenwood Canyon. They're still doing some repair work there. You will encounter a traffic split on the westbound side that will definitely cause you delays. We do have a wreck southbound 25 at the Meade exit in Platteville. And U.S. lanes of the Boulder Turnpike on-ramp from eastbound Baseline Road getting ready to be shut down here in about an hour.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-722-9020. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-722-9020. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-722-9020. 1-800-722-9020.
9:07, 7 minutes after 9 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. High today, 58, mostly sunny. All right, now it's time for my favorite part of the show. and I wish I could keep this guy for like an hour. And I would, if he'd let me. It's our weekly media misinformation report with senior fellow at Media Matters for America, Paul Waldman. He's the author of many books, including his latest, Being Right is Not Enough. It's a great book, What Progressives Must Learn from Conservative Success. Go to MediaMatters.org. And in the interest of full disclosure, I contribute monthly to Media Matters. So I just want you to know that. And let's say welcome to Paul. Paul, good to have you back on.
How are you, Jay?
I'm doing good. All right. Now, we got a lot to talk about here. I mean, there's a ton of stuff going on. First of all, I've been holding on to this one for a long, long time because I wanted to get into it with you about this. And I sent you an email about this, too. CNN's Bill Schneider asserted that Senator Barack Obama has made what looks like rookie mistakes after airing a clip of a journalist noting that Obama's memoir has composite characters and made-up dialogue. And also, I believe the Chicago Sun-Times' Lynn Sweet fell into this too, the Washington bureau chief. But she's been around long enough to know. And if Bill Schneider had done any, like opened the book and read it, he would have realized that Obama tells you that in the beginning of the book.
Yeah, I don't know how you could call this a rookie mistake when it's something about a book that Obama wrote, 12 years ago or so?
Yeah, exactly.
And something that he acknowledged in the introduction of the book. But, you know, this rookie mistake idea, it started on a newspaper called The Politico, which a lot of people outside of Washington may not be aware of. It's a new newspaper that there is a print version, but it's mostly on the web, with a bunch of heavy hitters from other publications like The Washington Post just started it. And it's been getting a lot of attention recently, in part because of its symbiotic relationship with the Drudge Report, where Drudge seems to highlight most of the stories that go up on the Politico.
It seems to be extremely right-wing to me.
Well, so in any case, they wrote this story with the headline about Obama's rookie mistakes, and all of a sudden all these people start talking about Obama's rookie mistakes, including Bill Schneider. Now, the thing about Bill Schneider, people who watch CNN have seen him. He's their public opinion analyst. He generally comes on to talk about polls. And it's really remarkable that almost every time he comes on TV to talk about some latest poll, he seems to misrepresent what the poll finds. Almost every time. It's really something that someone whose job it is to talk about polls seems to be so just clueless when it comes to actually understanding what the results actually mean. Sometimes he's just getting things blatantly inaccurately. Sometimes he's just misinterpreting them and doesn't really understand what the poll seems to say. He's also associated with the American Enterprise Institute, which is a conservative think tank, although that's not mentioned when he's on CNN. He's just a CNN analyst. But my general rule is if Bill Schneider is telling me what a poll means, then it's probably not true, and I should go somewhere else and check out to find out what the poll actually means.
Yeah, well, here it is again. The perception of CNN, it's the liberal network. But Mr. Schneider's not liberal. And further example of that not being true is Suzanne Malveaux yesterday with Nancy Pelosi's trip to Syria where she gets John Bolton on. I knew this was going to happen. I knew it, right? Never mentions that three Republican congressmen had been there and had met with Assad. What's the difference?
Well, the only difference you can really point to is that obviously Nancy Pelosi is the speaker, but this is something that, you know, the White House is outraged that she's gone to Syria, and a lot of Republicans are expressing their similar outrage. But the fact is that a delegation of three Republican congressmen just went there. The White House didn't mention it. Suzanne Malveaux on CNN didn't mention it. A lot of people are talking about Nancy Pelosi's trip and talking about how the White House is so outraged and Republicans are so outraged without mentioning that the Republican congressman just went there.
Yeah, amazing.
Nobody complained.
No, you're right. Amazing. Okay, let's continue with CNN. We've got a situation. This has been going on now for a couple of weeks. This is Michael Ware. I guess he's British, and he has the thing I always recognize him for is not only his accent, but also the fact that it looks like somebody broke his nose and he never got it fixed. But he and McCain are like in a duel here over the safety factor in Iraq, and basically McCain is making these statements, and then Ware is basically calling him on them, and now Drudge had a deal on yesterday, alleging, I think it was yesterday, the day before, alleging that Ware had gone to a presser with McCain in Baghdad and had heckled him and was drunk. And then there's video that's out on the internet that proves that Drudge was lying. Basically.
Yeah, this is actually a really interesting story. And just real quickly, I'll give people the backstory. Michael Ware used to be the Baghdad bureau chief for Time magazine, and now works for CNN. He's been in Iraq pretty much since the war began. Not long ago, John McCain said first on Bill Bennett's radio show and then on CNN that things were really improving because of the surge in Baghdad, and they are now, he told Bill Bennett, you know, there are now neighborhoods where you and I could walk down the street. Wolf Blitzer then, after that got repeated on CNN, asked Michael Ware about it, since he's been in Baghdad for a long time, and he basically said that McCain was nuts. If you walk down the street in Baghdad as a Westerner, you're in a whole lot of trouble in a very short amount of time. And another thing that McCain had said is, you know, General Petraeus goes out of the green zone in just an unarmored Humvee. And what Ware pointed out is that General Petraeus does go in a Humvee, but he's also surrounded by other Humvees and by helicopters flying overhead and layers and layers and layers of protection, as he absolutely should be if he's the person running the war in Iraq. And so Ware kind of went off on McCain for that on the air. And then the latest thing is McCain just went to Baghdad, and he had this well-publicized trip to a market. After the trip to the Baghdad market, he came out and said, oh, you know, this just shows how things are getting so much better. Well, the fact of the matter is McCain's trip to that market, he had 100 soldiers with him. They closed off the market to vehicles. There were Black Hawk helicopters and Apache gunships overhead. There were snipers on the rooftops. That's what it took for John McCain and Lindsey Graham and a couple other members of Congress to make a trip to a Baghdad market. And he's talking about how great things are going there. So Ware is extremely skeptical, but the fact that he criticized McCain on the air has made him a target for the right. And so on Sunday, Matt Drudge put up this report about how Ware had heckled McCain at a press conference. It was absolutely false. And as you said, there's video on the internet that shows that Ware didn't say a thing during the entire time that the senators were talking. And then during the Q&A period, apparently Ware had his hand up, but he never got a chance to ask his question because nobody called on him. So there was no heckling. But, you know, this is what happens. And it's actually, you know, this has happened a couple of times where different reporters have finally sort of shook their heads at all the happy talk coming from Republicans and essentially, like, almost blown their stack, saying, my God, you know, don't you see what's actually happening here? And to the right, that constitutes evidence of bias, because if you actually say that it's not a good thing that 100 people are dying every day, then that means you're showing your liberal bias if the truth, as you're reporting it, doesn't happen to reflect well on the Republicans or doesn't match up with the Republican talking points. So Ware is now the target of the conservatives because he had the courage to say that McCain didn't know what he was talking about.
Yeah, the thing gets me about it, and you and I go over this like all the time, and now it's becoming an obsession with me, that they stick this information, they put it out there like Drudge did or any of these other sources, and then it becomes conventional wisdom and circulates around. And even if they're proven wrong, they never have the guts nor the integrity to come forward and say, well, I made a mistake, it wasn't true. They just leave it there.
And I think that's part of the strategy, too, that there's a certain class of right-wing operative, and Matt Drudge is among them, who are willing to sort of throw things out there. Like, you know, we've already seen a few of these in the presidential campaign, and I can guarantee you there will be many more coming. Like this idea that, you know, when Barack Obama was a child, that he went to this fundamentalist Islamic madrasa.
Mm-hmm.
That was a phony story that was put out by right-wing operatives, and it floated around and got a lot of play. And whether, you know, the fact that it wasn't true, well, who cares? We'll just put it out there. And even if it gets disproven, enough people will end up believing it, then it will have its political effect. I mean, that was what the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth did. All of the accusations that they made against John Kerry, all of the major accusations ended up being proven false. But by the time that papers like the New York Times and the Washington Post got around to actually investigating it, the stories had been circulating around and appeared in hundreds of news articles. And, you know, a lot of Americans were convinced that John Kerry didn't really earn his medals in Vietnam. And so the fact that it was a lie ended up not mattering. It had the effect that they wanted it to. And I think we're going to see that again and again as we move toward November 2008. It's going to happen many more times.
9:17, 17 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Paul Waldman for Media Matters for America. Go to MediaMatters.org. And the thing that gets me, and I know you're not on this program to talk strategy, but the thing that gets me is we don't respond. And I'll give you a perfect example. Last night on the Comedy Hour with Chris Matthews on Hardball, a nasty, nasty Republican guy, Ed Rogers, I think that's his name. He's got blonde hair. He's from Alabama. He's got a southern accent. He starts attacking Barack Obama for... Well, all he ever does is he writes books about himself. And the Democrat that they had on, I can't remember her name, she didn't say anything back. And Matthews let it go, too. And it's like, if I had been on that show, I would have wheeled around to him and said, Ed, why don't you name me George W. Bush's foreign policy experiences before he became president of the United States? What were his major accomplishments, Ed, in private industry? This is a guy who couldn't find a geographical spot on a map. And you're going to make that? He's the same guy that about 3 or 4 months ago kept repeating Barack Hussein Obama, his Barack Obama's middle name, in order to try to drive his point home. And these shows put people on, Matthews does it all the time, so do the rest of them, they put people on who are either incapable or don't know how to respond.
Yeah, I think that happens a lot. It happens particularly on Fox. There's a certain species of the Fox News Democrat. You know, you often see people on there who, under their name, it says Democratic strategist.
Right.
And usually they're people who you've never even heard of, and no one in Democratic Party circles knows who they are. But a Democratic strategist on Fox is someone who comes on, generally speaking, to bash Democrats and to say that, you know, yes, Bill O'Reilly, you're right about what you're saying. And somehow they manage to find all these Democratic strategists who talk a lot like Republicans. It certainly is something that you see a lot, that the Republicans who come on seem much more aggressive about the points that they're making than the Democrats. But it's obvious that that's who they seek out for Fox. They keep bringing on those Fox News Democrats back to talk about how the Republicans are right about everything.
Yeah, they bring on these straw people. All right, this one doesn't surprise me. Time ignores U.S. attorney scandal. Now, they had less coverage about this than Newsweek did, and they're both competing weeklies.
Yeah, well, this was interesting because it came up because Richard Stengel, who's the managing editor of Time magazine, was on the Chris Matthews show about a week and a half ago.
Right.
And talking all about how this the U.S. attorney scandal was so overblown and that the public doesn't really want to hear about this. And he later got called out on this because the fact is the polls have been taken that show that the public is absolutely on the Democrats' side and they do think it's an important story. When that happened, Stengel said, I was just speaking as a citizen, not as the editor of Time magazine, which is sort of ridiculous. You know, he's on the Chris Matthews show because he's the managing editor of Time magazine, not because he's just a citizen. But we were interested in this, so we went back and said, okay, well, how much coverage has Time magazine given to this story? And it turns out they gave only about one-third as much coverage as Newsweek, their competitor, did. You know, Newsweek, for instance, did a number of articles where it was discussed, especially one major 1,700-word article, which, would seem to be an appropriate level of coverage. But Time, on the other hand, has devoted, over the course of the last month or so, only a total of 1,000 words to the story. It just got mentioned in three very short stories over the course of that period. So it's obvious that if Richard Stengel, who's the guy who's basically in charge at Time magazine, doesn't think it's important, then that seems to be reflected in the amount of coverage that they're giving to it.
Yeah, by the way, another aside about Matthews, Eric Alterman wrote a great piece in The Nation here, last week, or about Matthews' man crushes, which you've talked about, and he was doing it again last night about Fred Thompson. He's a strong man. He's a daddy figure. He's doing it again. I guess he's leaving Giuliani behind, and his new flame is Fred Thompson.
Well, maybe. Matthew is very into the strong daddy figures. That's the kind of politician that he loves. So you can imagine that he doesn't seem to feel too highly about Hillary Clinton, and really all the Democrats. You know, when he talks about them, they're not given that kind of admiration that he gives to those Republicans, especially the ones that he sees as strong and manly. He's very into the manliness, and he's gone through, as you said, this whole series of crushes on George Bush and then on John McCain, and then most recently McCain got kind of thrown over in favor of Giuliani, and who knows, maybe he'll throw Giuliani over in favor of Fred Thompson.
Yeah. Well, it looks like that's where he's headed. By the way, CNN has now reported about the three Republican congressmen being in Syria because apparently the Syrian government has released a picture of them with Assad, but CNN is labeling it as new developments. Yeah, okay. Story's only been out there, what, for a couple of days?
No, better late than never.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, here's, boy, this is another CNN one. Glenn Beck, who, by the way, is not doing very good in the ratings, television-wise, but he oppressed because he's a white Christian. That's an incredible statement, isn't it?
Yeah, this is something he said on his radio show about how, you know, conservatives can't get any respect and he can't win because he loves America, he's white, he's Christian, he's conservatives. And it's you have to stop and say, wait a second, Glenn Beck is complaining that he can't get any respect because he's white and Christian and conservative. This is coming from a guy who has his own nationally syndicated radio show, who has his own television show, and he says that he can't get any respect and that he's oppressed. You know, I have to tell you, Jay, I feel oppressed because I don't have my own television show.
Yeah, right.
And I don't know, you know, if that's because I'm white. Maybe that's the reason I don't have my own television show. Because if you look across the cable dial, of course, it's all blacks and Hispanics, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
No, wait. No, wait. Maybe it isn't. it's just, but the thing is, to be serious for a moment. This is actually, I think, a core part of the conservative message from people like Beck and people like Limbaugh and O'Reilly is that they're oppressed. You know, even if their friends are in charge of the government, they're always oppressed. There's always this kind of liberal conspiracy out there where the real power doesn't lie with people like the President of the United States. The real power lies with the liberals who are keeping them down. And it's a thing that they use to try to kind of forge a connection with their audience. Because, you know, if you're just a regular person, you know, it's easy to feel like you don't have a lot of power, like there are forces out there that aren't within your control. And so what these hosts do, these guys who are in their own way very powerful, they say, yes, I'm just like you, you know. I can't catch a break because I'm just a regular guy, because like Beck, I'm white and conservative, and that's why, you know, that's why I'm suffering here with my television show and my radio show. But it really is a song that's getting old at this point. And you do have to laugh at someone like Glenn Beck talking about how he just can't catch a break. It's kind of amusing.
Well, I heard a local host here last week trying, and he was doing it. I mean, he was spinning it, using the Chocolate Jesus story as an indication that there is a war against Christianity and that Christians are oppressed, using the Chocolate Jesus analogy.
Yeah. And we saw that from Bill Donahue, the head of the Catholic League, who once again came out, and I think he said this is one of the worst insults to Christianity that has ever occurred in the history of mankind, the Chocolate Jesus.
Yeah, well, this is Mr. Anti-Semitic speaking here, right?
Yeah. So, yes, he has made a number of anti-Semitic comments, but, you know, I can't speak for anyone's real level of offense at the Chocolate Jesus, but if that's the extent of the war on Christianity, then I think that Christianity is going to win.
Yeah, I think so, too, and I hate to say this, and I don't want it to sound any Christian because it's not intended that way, but my only reaction to the Chocolate Jesus was, boy, back in the days when I could eat chocolate, I wouldn't mind having that in my refrigerator. But it's not, you're right. I mean, that's the worst salvo that's ever fired. I think Christianity's pretty safe. Paul, thank you once again so much for being on. We just don't ever have enough time, and I urge everyone to go to MediaMatters.org and stay informed. And also, as I said, I'm a donor, and you folks listening, you should become donors. Paul, thanks, man. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
I look forward to it.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all makes and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Doc's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at basildocspizza.com.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Hello?
Where are you?
Looking at grills.
I thought we agreed on a washer.
Man, you ought to see this grill.
Will it wash jeans?
Maybe.
Get down here.
Now get both. Get special deferred financing store-wide when you use your Home Depot consumer credit card. And if you don't have an account with us, open one and get 10% off your first purchase. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through April 8th, U.S. only. Max discount $200 based on available credit. Subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Stop it!
Why?
I'm trying to figure out my taxes before the deadline.
Sorry, I got people for that, so I'm pretty relaxed.
April 17th is the tax deadline. Haven't had your taxes done yet? Relax, and put the expertise of H&R Block to work for you. Just call 1-800-HR-BLOCK today and schedule an appointment. When you got H&R Block, you got people.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now, you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I'm trying to get back to the day when my miss came running from the dead end way. I was holding her close in my arms.
9:30. On AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, mostly sunny. Going to be 58. Going to be a really nice day today. And it's nice to have you with us. And there's a bunch of stuff we never got to this morning. But we'll spin some of it off, and we'll try to cover it tomorrow morning and try to get in on it tomorrow. All right, we'll move to open phones. Let's go to open phones. And if you missed any part of the show this morning, of course, you can get it on podcast at am760.net. And I'll talk about anything you want to talk about. 303-713-7600. Anything that interests you, we'll get into. So you lead the way. Novel concept, right? But you can set the agenda. So if you've called up before and you've talked about other topics, you wanted to talk about other topics, and John, who produces the show, has said, well, we're not really talking about that, then now's the time to do it. Whatever you're interested in, we can definitely go down that road, including talking about the fact, and somebody pointed this out to me a couple of days ago, and it's really true, why aren't the Moody Blues in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I wonder why anybody can't answer that question. I mean, man, they're great. And I was listening to some Moody Blues yesterday. And I don't understand why they're not in the Hall of Fame. And then, of course, on the political side, there's the ongoing story here about how the White House is objecting to Pelosi's visit to Syria, but has nothing to say about the three Republican congressmen who went. Oops, hypocrisy. All right, Let's check traffic, and then we'll take your calls. Here's Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Southbound 25 I-70 to Spear, about our last slow pocket right now as traffic gets back to normal across the metro area. Still dealing with the crash we had in Platteville, southbound 25 at the meat exit, however. Weather today, looking for morning sunshine. Afternoon clouds, though, high of 57. Tonight, cloudy and chilly with a low of 29. And currently, it's fair and 40. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
An early spring application of Revive is the first step to a beautiful lawn. Apply Revive now to take advantage of spring.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-922-1503. That's 1-800-922-1503. 1-800-922-1503.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-6151. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
Hey, 100 sales leads absolutely free.
Wow. How come?
I want to show every salesperson and every business owner, if you have the right sales leads, your sales and profits will skyrocket.
Well, just listen to how Sales Genie worked for this business owner.
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business, up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand. No business in the world could afford to be without it.
Quite an endorsement.
I don't care what you sell. We have the sales leads and mailing list you need. And to prove it, I will give you 100 sales leads absolutely free.
Okay, folks. Call Sales Genie to select your own 100 free sales leads. 1-800-500-7416. 1-800-500-7416. 1-800-500-7416.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And AM760.net.
Thirty-five minutes after the hour, mostly sunny. High today, 58. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, thanks for being with us. Okay, open phones. Anything you want to talk about? We're doing it. Democratic dialogue at its finest. Let's go to Bob in Colorado Springs. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey Jay, great discussion you had this morning. I want to bring up a couple items about marijuana.
And, sure.
You mentioned on there about addictive or some of the negative qualities. If you go to a website called drugwarfacts.org, and then right up close to the top, there's this panel that says addictive qualities of popular drugs, and pull it up in a PDF file. And marijuana is just about as addictive as coffee. It compares heroin, cocaine, alcohol, tobacco, and marijuana, and it's just not the substance that's been demonized. But since 1937, the government has lied to us about marijuana, and it's very difficult to say, hey, I've been wrong, and that's part of the problem right now. It's that the government doesn't want to change the law at the federal level. The pharmaceutical companies would lose billions of dollars The alcohol industry doesn't want marijuana to be legalized. So, you know, we're up against an immense mountain of inertia to overcome.
Well, see, I think it's all well and good if they want to maintain that position, all the groups that you've just mentioned, all the special interests that you just mentioned. I think that's fine. They have a right to maintain their position. They have a right to try to go out and protect their interests. But here's the thing. Just be honest about it. Instead of cloaking it in this argument about addiction and morals and all the rest of it. Because cigarettes are addicting. Liquor is addicting. There are people who are addicted to that. But there are a lot of people who drink and they don't have any problems at all. And just because marijuana would become legal and available doesn't mean that you and I or anybody else would not report to work, would sit home and stick our head in the tube, would kill ourselves with the munchies, would move from that to smoking a crack pipe. I mean, that's all the stuff that they propagate instead of coming forward and just telling the truth. It's the same thing with gambling. Exact same thing.
Yeah,
why can't you and I go play roulette at a casino in Denver?
Well, one of the things, yeah, I don't know if it's specific about your roulette, but as far as the marijuana being illegal, one of the things, police organizations need numbers of catches and arrests, and marijuana users are easy catches.
Yeah, but you know something though. I've talked to a lot of cops though, man, who would rather be doing something else.
Absolutely. They, you know, like this other cop that you talked to, you know, they don't write the laws. Our legislators, you know, stick this stuff on the books, and the cops really don't have a whole lot of discretion. You know, if the chief sends them out to go do, you know, arrest pot users, that's what they do. But, you know, it's just insane that we keep arresting people. And back to the medical side, what New Mexico did, they're going to set up a system of dispensaries so that people who have, medically diagnosed conditions can go to these dispensaries that are completely out in the open and make their purchases with, you know, a validated medical certificate and not fear arrest. Here in Colorado, we need to change some of the, you know, granted we have medical marijuana is legalized, but, you know, you can only have six plants, you can only have 2 ounces, and for a medical user, you know, that's, you know, trying to harvest a crop, or, you know, maybe his caregiver's doing it, those conditions are very difficult to stay within if you're going to have a reliable supply of your med. And we need to, you know, change our state laws, and we also need to change our federal law regarding medical marijuana.
Listen, you know what? You're right. You're 100% right. I mean, home run. You're right. Let's force them to be honest. Let's force them to tell us what the real deal is.
Well, they're refusing to listen. The DEA, the FDA, the NIDA, all of them are sticking their heads in the sand and saying that there's no medical efficacy of marijuana when the science absolutely proves that there is, but it's just this inertia, and it's going to take a lot of work. Hopefully, this Congress will make a difference, and we can see a change in some of the laws regarding marijuana.
Well, we'll just keep raising it. That's all. That's the whole thing. We just got to keep raising it. We just got to keep talking about it because it's a waste of money, and it's a waste of time, and it's the same, as I said before, the same stupidity that says that you and I cannot go to a casino in Denver. Why can't we go to one? Because gambling is evil. It's the devil at work. And on top of that, the other thing is that people will become addicted to it. Well, yeah, but there are people who are addicted to a lot of things. And it's, you know, it's the same argument these folks make about online gambling. Same thing. Can't have it, can't do it. They're against it because, quote unquote, it will bring gambling right into an addict's living room. Well, guess what? Don't go to the websites and you won't gamble. It's that simple.
Right.
Just like if you don't go to a bar, you won't drink. Bob, thanks, man.
Thank you, Jay. We'll see you.
You got it. I'm so tired of other people foisting that argument off on the rest of us because don't we have some freedom of choice here? Patrick in Fort Collins. Patrick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, how are we doing, Jay?
Good.
Yeah, it's speaking of things that you could just turn on and off, you know, I wish I could turn off, you know, the opinions of legislators, you know, who try to infringe upon, you know, personal choice issues, which is really what it's all about. It's a personal choice. But I don't want to really talk about that. I'll talk about some more in regards to personal choice, you know, what we watch on television and how...
Talk about anything you want.
Yeah, man. I mean, I've been noticing that there are a lot of nonprofit groups serving themselves as media advocates, which were more like censorship bodies. You know, they're fronted through a conservative constituency. And I'm just wondering, I mean, you know, I really don't know too much about it. I wanted to, you know, have you sound off on it more so if you have any knowledge about these watchdog groups that can tell me just as easily that Fox News can put on a absolute trash, but yet, you know, 12 hours later on Sunday, I could watch, you know, Peter Griffin, you know, really explain to me the current situation of our country. So,
well,
I mean, sound off. Tell me what's up, brother.
Well, here's my rule of thumb. When you hear something from people like that, I don't care if they're on the right, left, or wherever they are, best thing to determine where they're coming from and what their motivation is to go find out what their funding is and who they get the majority of their grants from. And a lot of these organizations that have these names either are there because they're advancing the agenda of big corporations or they're there because they're advancing religious agendas, but they don't come out and they don't directly tell you that. And they have all these names like the family, the Family Council.
Centers for Better Media Orientation.
Yeah, and all
that's
that,
one of them right there.
Right,
you know?
And all that stuff. But if you go look at them, that's, you know, they're getting their funding from those things, and that's how you have to look at it, and expose where they're coming from. And they're very good at getting their point of view into the media, and they're very good at injecting that. And then nobody bothers to question where it comes from, or the media does not give the proper attribution. In other words, they don't tell you who it is you're listening to and what interest or what agenda they're shopping. They often skip that.
Yeah, it's hard enough to be able to watch, you know, certain programming without, you know, the understanding that it's like, you know, what if I have a friend who is in the nonprofit media sector looking, you know, doing the same kind of work, but yet his voice is not being acknowledged because very well, you know, a lot of the same talk that they're giving, you know, people like Ed Schultz and his media markets, you know, like, well, there really isn't an interest on that level. Well, there really isn't an interest on that level. And you're looking at people who are like, our voice is being completely turned off entirely, you know, where it's become such a secular market that we're having to, you know, tap into internet where, you know, that, I mean, what are the possibilities of people being able to tap into an internet, you know, station without, you know, having that, you know, apprehension of it being on the internet in the first place, you know, and for kids at our age in our mid 20s, early 30s, we're seriously wondering about how tainted modern media is. I mean, I don't question the FCC's regulatory position. You know, where does it start and stop? Do these...
Well,
I think
where it starts and stops is, I think it starts and stops with you. And I think it starts and stops with all of us in that what you do is when you catch them doing that and leaving stuff out, like, for instance, Suzanne Malveau yesterday on CNN, who talks to Bolton and basically leaves out the fact that three Republican congressmen were in Syria. When they pull this stuff, or they spread this phony stuff, like about Michael Ware, or they spread this phony stuff about any number of things, what you do is you send the media outlet a respectful, nice email, and you say, hey, I know what the story is, I know what that deal is, and it's not right. In other words, you're going to put somebody on, talk about what they're about and where they're from. Give them the proper attribution. Don't sit there and not tell them not tell the American public what the deal is. And that's how you change it. You change it by being on them and being vigilant and being careful about what you believe, whether it comes from the quote-unquote mainstream media, me, anybody on this radio station, or anybody on any other radio station, man. Check it out first.
Yeah, that's the right to opinion, you know. I mean, that's what I believe liberty is all about in this country, and it should stand for itself, where I don't believe most censorship to take place, you know, anyway, you know, if anything, you know, do the adult movie behind the curtain trick if you have to, if you don't want people to pay attention to it. But at the same time, we need to, you know, give the, you know, the public a chance to determine that for themselves, the right to be responsible for their own media. And the fact that most conveniently a conservative watchdog has, you know, doesn't have an index finger to change the channel, I don't know how that works out. Maybe it's a part of the pain and suffering of people like Chris Matthews and others.
How it works out is how it works out is what I said before. And I'm going to tell you something else, too. You don't pass something off as journalism and then fail to cover either both sides of the story or not give the proper attribution. And it used to be 30 to 40 years ago in this country, if you did that, you'd be in trouble. But nowadays they can get away with it, and it's up to you and I to stop them. Patrick, thanks, man.
Hey, anytime, Jay. Take care, brother.
You got it, man. Have a great day. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Rick Morgan coming up with traffic. Rick.
Jay, about the only problem we have on the highways is north of town. Still maybe some slowing coming in from Fort Collins. Earlier accident on the southbound side of I-25 approaching the meat exit. But other than that, a pretty good drive. Even that last slow spot to get loosened up southbound from I-70 down to Spear, looking a little bit better. And across downtown looks real good. Wide open through the bridges right now. No problems in and around the tech center. Pretty good drive across Aurora on 225. And a decent drive on I-70 on both sides of town. And no worries getting yourself to and from Boulder on the turnpike right now. By the forecast, sunshine early, then some clouds roll in later, a high 57, cloudy night tonight, a low 29, then cloudy and cooler tomorrow, highs in the low 50s. Right now it's 42 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Step into the winter zone at the new Century Casino in Central City and be one of the lucky contestants selected at 7 p.m. every Tuesday and Friday to play our
This is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, I'm always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. If you're doing serious research on LASIK surgery, you'll find out that Icon LASIK doesn't need a gimmick. Icon has been making safe and affordable LASIK a reality for tens of thousands of patients for as little as $4.99 per eye. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't do it. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth yourself. Call today and set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001, or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, C-O-N.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-844-1134. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find foreclosed homes and properties in your area for as little as $199
$199 a month. Request a listing from BNI today. Call 1-800-844-1134. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-844-1134. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-844-1134. 1-800-844-1134.
Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Well, the first days of the
holiday. Ooh, the dead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk.
Cause when life looks like easy street, there is danger at your door. Think this through with me. Let me know your mind.
Not great.
Whoa, what I want to know.
Gotta love the dead. Gotta love the dead. Okay. It's open phones here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. I got an incredibly just a BS email, and it's hateful too. And I would love to give this guy's email address out over the air. And I sent him a response, and by the way, it didn't bounce back, so it must be a true email address. And I'd love to do it. Do you see it on there, John? Yeah. People, when they don't have facts, and then they're confronted with the facts, then they come up with BS to try to counter the facts. This amazes me. Let's go to Bryn, I think that's the pronunciation, in Denver. Bryn, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
It's great to get on this talk radio. I've been trying to get on different talk programs. It's difficult to get through sometimes.
Well, not here, because we blast the lines open.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I just wanted to let you know, I spent the last 2 years living in the Czech Republic,
mm-hmm.
in Prague.
Mm-hmm.
So coming back, it gives you a perspective to kind of step out of the system a little bit and then to move, you know, come back in and see what's going on. Briefly about the marijuana thing, I visited Amsterdam a few times while I was living in Europe. You know, they have definitely a tolerance rule when it comes to marijuana. They've legalized people to use it in specific, like, coffee shops and things like that. And the facts behind it is that people being allowed the access or the freedom to use marijuana as one choice when altering their consciousness did not negatively impact their society. In fact, it's freed up their society. Though I've heard people like the drug czar, I don't know what's his name, who's in charge of the war against drugs or whatever.
Oh, the former general. I can't think of his name either.
Yeah, this guy misquote and misinform on the, you know, what's happened actually statistically with, you know, marijuana use and its impact on the Dutch society. This is something that I see in the administration quite often. They use, you know, like misinformation, and then they marginalize people, and it's not really based on facts. And but it's powerful enough that people just listen to it, and then it influences. Either it influences them into believing something, or it just makes them feel like they don't want to make any effort to change or to learn more.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's very, very true. Unfortunately, you're right. It is very, very true. What? Just to drift off the subject a second.
Sure.
What were you doing in Prague?
I was teaching English there. Actually, it's a big market for English language, because the English is, of course, the language of business internationally now. So any of the countries that want to compete and be involved in, you know, the world commerce or whatever, everybody needs to have English.
Do you have to be a teacher to get those gigs?
You do not. Of course, teaching experience helps, especially if you're working with groups of people. But anybody can go there and find a job teaching English. You can also get certified to teach English as a foreign language. And that certification can help you, you know, to find work with different types of agencies and work with different corporations and that sort of thing.
Well, I'd love to go to Prague.
Well, it's certainly a way you can go there and immediately you can find work, and so you can stay for a while. And that's kind of what I had a moment in my life where I could do that. I wanted to get out and live a little bit outside of the U.S. for a while, and it does help with your perspective. The other thing, what I wanted to bring up that I haven't seen on a lot of the news programs anywhere, is talking about, of course, you know, we set up a government in Iraq. We helped establish this, you know, democracy in Iraq. But we don't really hear much about exactly how that government was formed, what it consists of, and their voting process, and how is it going with them now. But I did hear on, I think, Randy Rhodes, one person was talking about that there's a bill before the Iraqi Congress now, which there's a lot of pressure from the Bush administration for them to adopt this, and there's a lot of resistance by, I guess there's the oil manufacturers in Iraq have a union, and it's basically set up that if it's passed in May, then they will be giving away most of their rights of their oil for 35 years.
Yeah, that's very true. And I'll tell you something else about it, too. They've been fighting over that oil rights problem now for 4 or 5 years. Oh, my God, the governor of Colorado just walked in, and I'm out of time. Bill Ritter. Hi, Bill. Okay, I got to go. Thanks.
Okay. Bye.
All right, back tomorrow.
This season, no one rests in peace. The Shield season premiere, tonight at 10, only on FX.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Call now to try this demo absolutely free.
To try your free demo, call 1-800-600-6144. 1-800-600-6144. 1-800-600-6144.
Randy Rhodes.
Al Gonzalez, if I call you up.